Blog Talk Radio.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen, cave women, Neanderthals, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Chief Warhorse, much love you. We talked this presently a couple days ago. Look forward to getting with you on that small little excursion to the 31st parallel. We're going to be there. I'm there. I'm ready. Chief Warhorse, excellent job last week. And it brought a lot of things that I've seen to bring validity to the fact that most of Western New York is named after indigenous people. Come to find out, some of the giants of the planet Earth were in the areas of New York State. The great Adirondacks and all those lovely places. Belo, where Niagara Falls is located. Just amazing, a bunch of facts. But I did get a chance to go to Tops, where the massacre took place on Jefferson Avenue. Took a little short video, sent it to some of y'all so you could just get the vibe of where we're going with this morning. Today's program is very, very deep today. We're going to get deep into this. That serpent of the Bible. The serpent of the Bible. I got a serpent of the Bible. The serpent of Babel. Because when you see the tragedy that most human beings inflict on each other, many of you immediately say, oh, man, they're wicked, devilish, all kind of connotations. But what if the serpent really wasn't evil? And this is going to blow your mind today, because we've been worshiping things. If you don't understand, you will suffer. The superstitious, it ain't the way. It's now that it's come to grips with this true spiritualism that's permeating this world. It has an evil and a good side. It has a masculine and a feminine side. It has duality of all facets. So when I went to the Tops, I felt evil presence. Then you see the beautification that they did to give it this new look that pretty much should have had in the beginning anyway, but it takes certain things to take place. And like I said before, I get to go and look at the people, the victims that were massacred. And of course, the direction I went, my man Aaron Salters was last, but if I would have came from the other direction, he would have been first. So the last should be first, should be last. He and many others who were massacred, to this day, no resolve. We don't know if he's going to be the death penalty. We have no idea what this individual death cult worshiper is about. And I'm going to call it what it is. These are the progenies of Moloch. These are the progenies of Moloch. These are death cults all over this earth from the ancient times to now. And I'm going to go with saying that, you know, the Jesus that many of you are going to church today for, that Jesus quoted to the Pharisees, he says, the Pharisees and the scribes have taken the key of knowledge and hidden them. Keys is with an S. So it's many keys and hidden them. They themselves have not entered, nor have they allowed to enter those who wish to. You, however, look at this saying. This is a quote out of the book, the Bible. Finishes off saying, however, be wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove. Gospel of Thomas. Now, that right there should be a wake-up call. Be wise as a serpent and be humble as a dove. Now, the serpent, he is a manifestational animal. It sheds its skin. It's cold-blooded. Pretty amazing animal. Its venom could kill the size of an elephant, and it's half the size, maybe a minuscule the size of an elephant. Its venom is so powerful. So many species of snakes. And these species of snakes are on every continent. Every continent. Now, all this leads back to all you back then. I'm going to get into the Tops thing. Tops is a diamond. You know, Tops. Just look at the logo. And it all leads back to the occult world and why these things are happening, prestigially, including the economy. And we'll have a special report by my brother. He's going to be coming on at the top of the hour. And we're going to let him go, because many of you are well aware of the dynamics of the economy. So we'll get into that at the top of the hour. But right now it's going to take us to that point, pivotal point. And the way we're going to look at this is on a low level before we take you into the celestial. There's no need to go into the celestial yet because many of you are still on earthly terms. So when Jesus says these things, no one questions the preacher and says, well, why we got to be up? I thought the serpent, you know, was the devil. Devil just means adversary. It's anybody could be a devil. There's a bunch of black devils I know right now, just like there's a bunch of white devils and any other devil you want to call a devil. It means adversary. That's all it means. Now, the magic people, that's why I put Mickey Mouse today. And I'm going to hit on all aspects today because I'm really going in because we missed last week. So I'm trying to get it all in. I want to thank everybody out there, Brother Eddie, beautiful show the other day. And Antoinette, always doing her thing. And Brother Ray, her familiar, doing well. Much love, Brother Kwame. That's a resident. Unbelievable history to come out of his mouth. I mean, we can't even deny. He's one of our favorites. That's why we always go in with them because, hey, where else can we have this type of debate of challenging minds and able to see through these two minds, all of y'all minds out there. So we're going to give a shout out to everybody out there today. Brother D, Brother D Chicago, Brother D St. Louis, love all y'all. And Sister Shalini, hope you come on today. Sister Keela, hope to hear from you. All that's going on today, try to come on in. We need all the information from all of you today as possible because these 10 regions, it's going down. It's going down. Either good or evil, it's going down. You will be the deciding factor, all you out there. Let me get back to this devil thing because many of you going to church today never asked the dude, well, you know, why would Jesus make this illusion that we must be wise as a serpent, able to see in darkness as well as in light? Why would he say such a thing? Did he know there was other entities? I'm using him in the figurative speech now. But let's take it even there. Most Christian myth goers or myth mongers who looks for myths don't look, you know, try to find the myths of these Christian terminologies. The working from Rome, Rome was always in the play. Rome was not always white folks. Y'all need to get that out your mind. Put some mulatto or some Ethiopian, Libyan in the mix too. Okay, let's not leave everybody like, you know, it's exclusively the white folks, Europe at that time. That's foolishness of thinking. But that's all on you. Now, the workers of Rome and elsewhere knew that the traditions and symbolisms they presented as their own has a long history. All of them know that. They don't know. They knew the debt they owed was to Kemet, Egypt, the Phoenicians, the Sassanians, the Persians, ancient Asian, India, Hindu. They all knew this. Not no, you know, this is, but in other races, to put the sword by their bloodthirsty agents. Now, here's how the agents and then the creation of astral theology went into the, what we know today. These agents that y'all talking about are the same agents in your Bible. Who you sent out first? Spies. Ain't that what it say? We keep telling y'all this, we're going to keep repeating it. You sent out agents, provocateurs, to go in. Now, take that same thought pattern and put it into your own modern world, and provocateurs are everywhere. Everywhere around you. But see, this was the serpent worship. Still worship today. Every one of you worship the serpent. Every group worships the serpent. But you myth goers knew they were nothing demonic. See, all you myth people who look up the myths knew that ain't nothing demonic about the winged demon that represent Ara. That's A-R-Y-A, Ara. The priest king of old. Those who knowledge they had appropriated and cannibalized And the cannibalized don't mean they eat. They just regurgitated it to fit that brand that they were looking to fit. And they knew exactly the term Christ and what Messiah meant. They knew it. They knew what Christ and Messiah meant. I told you that you've been played and you continue to be played. And it's a shame that after all these millenniums, we still got people dumb as hell. Dumb as hell. Dumb as a door. I could tell you that right now. Anybody go see that movie? Nope. I'm going to say, nope, don't go see it. It is the dumbest movie in the world. It makes no sense whatsoever to give somebody that much money to botch up a special alien movie. Now, I'm going to say that but I observe how dumb people are. In the movie, there's a line of people who sit in the seats. And rather than watch the movie, they on their cell phone. We're talking about a whole row of females, young to middle age. All of them. Ain't no dude with them. All of them on the field. I said, damn. I said, this is amazing that these people will come that go to show you how they can take your brain and make it its new world order. That's the new world. Ain't nobody used to go to movies back in the day and take out your phone and start talking. People be ready to whoop your ass if you're talking on the movie and all that. But today you could got all the whole seats lighting them. I said, man. So they got people under control. So don't believe you not in control. You in control. And like I told you, they knew what Messiah it meant. They knew that the age-old relationship between the Sophotic or Sophic female, Sophie female, and the protecting of the serpent. See, that's why the serpent went to Eve, because she was its protector. She was the guardian of the keys. Now, I ain't talking about keys of cocaine, even though she's the guardian of that too. But we're talking about the keys to knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So let me get deeper, because we're about to go in on this shit. See, they all know this. The occult world knows this, but the dumb mundane world does not have a clue. They knew the terms. They knew the relationship between the Sophia female and she was the protector. That's why they told you in your book. See, they ain't lying. They put it in the book. But see, the interpretation has been cannibalized. That's what the word cannibalized means. It just means eating up human beings. They cannibalized the whole story up. Got you calling her this, that, this, that, this. And here she is, secretly the guardian of the serpents. Okay, you need more, huh? All right, let's get it on then. Not only did they know that, but they tell you all the time, Pentium, your Pentium's in your computer, the logo is the serpentine Pentium. It's the corporate logo. Uranus. Means Euro, means kingly. The word Canaan is a secret word for serpent king. Cohen with a K, the Jew high priest, or Oshkosh high priest, means serpent priest. India, the Kumararas, denotes the semi-mythical serpent race of India. Cherubim. Seraphims, all means serpent. Elohim, or the nine creator gods of Egypt, blazing serpent. America means land of the serpent. The Dakota, Lakota, the Sioux word for Lakota or Dakota means snake people. The Caribbean, or the carib, means serpent. And of course, the greatest vampire of all, Sekhmet. Named to denote the serpent power. Y'all call it the Kundalini, the sex magic. All factual, because sex magic is the karma. I just told you, the Karmarus or the Karma Sutras. All dealing with serpent sex, which is today called porn. You ain't escaping this, bro. Not at all. Not at all. Ain't no escaping this. Now, I can go all day. I got all the names. I can go all day if I wanted to. And you know what? How funny this is? Because back in the day, I got so much archive work from all of you. A brother named Montu came on one day. We did a show on serpents. I just went over all my archives just to see which one was some of the greatest ones. They all just end up being super great for the book we got to put together. Unbelievable information. And the serpent information came from y'all old, you know how y'all always say, see, I'm going to show you how you really don't go look up nothing. You just talk. You're parakeets. You don't sustain or absorb all the information. You just take a portion that fits your demeanor for the week, whatever it is. But all your serpent mythology and the whole story without no reservations is the story of Ireland and St. Patrick's getting out the snakes. I happened to get the book. I had it, didn't know it. And printed it up, of course. The Irish Origins of Civilizations. Why don't y'all go look that up one day? And I don't think y'all know the Irish really well. I just think y'all just talking a bunch of shit because they white. You think, oh, because they white, they're wicked, all that bullshit. Really? You don't know nothing about it, obviously, because they were one of the most fascinating books. They said everybody. Dragon, Dracon. Every name, all the Nordic world, the letter G. The letter G in the word Masonic denotes the G-I-M, means Prince of Light. What light? Ain't that what the God of the Bible say, let there be light? They gave you the story. Hermes means your dick. Hermes is nothing but a term for your dick. It's a story about your dick. Amaru, the ancient word for serpent, where they get the word America. And I know, Samurai in Samaria, the Jihad, or the Jedi, all this is here. I got all of them. The number nine. The number nine means serpent. Where Brother Eddie, when you need him, I hope you come on. Sperm. Sperm is serpent beings coming from you. Oh, man, this will be fun today. The dollar bill. The Pope. The word hurricane means serpent. Wow. I got whole lot of surface stuff going on. I mean, it's surfing pictures all over the earth. Alfa Romeo, the Italian sports car, serpent worship with the red cross in front of it. Boy, they playing us like fiddles. But some people like to be played. So today's program is of your Bibles, is the serpent of your God. All gods, all of them. No matter, I don't care if you go to church today, ask your chief preacher, why did Jesus want to tell us to be like the serpent? Because he said, wise, wisdom is the key component to a lot of this, but he wants you to and be harmless as a dove. So is that like get your ass whooped? Or do you learn how to pretend to be a dove, but you wise as a serpent? Which one is it today? We got a lot of people pretending to be such passive, loving people. But underneath it all, they're satanically deranged. Now, does not mean they're, you know, not going to be nice to you on occasion. They pick and choose. And like I told you before, the serpent God, you've been saying it. You never knew what you were saying. You never cared about what you were saying. Because, you know, many of you just, you know, go along with the program. It's like you go along with the news. See, I've come to find out through conversations what I have to across people, across different barriers. Don't mean if you white, you blacks, Hispanic, all got dummies. Don't know what the hell going on unless the news tell them. The news we told you before means nothing but the north, east, west, and south hemisphere of your brain that can take in information. That's it. That's why they call you Western world, because your brain only can cognitively understand the west. Anything in the east or the southern jurisdiction or the north jurisdiction, you are oblivious to. Oblivious. So this is why we're going through this. Because the brain has been hit in the head by a psychological dose of cosmic crap. Now, I'm going to get deeper in a minute. Because I'm looking for some things. I'm going to bring all y'all in here shortly. So get ready, because we need to hear from all y'all today. Top of the hour, I got my man coming on. He's going to lay it down, because this money game, the dollar sign is worshiping of the serpent, just in case you didn't know that. Yeah, dollar sign too. All that. That's why I got the, it's really the blazing serpent. And so, you know, these are the things that many of us are not paying attention to. We're walking through an oblivious state of what they call the metaverse. And the metaverse is another way to keep you sedated. It really is. It's keeping you sedated. And the reason why I say that, because a lot of us look for escapism. We don't want to deal with reality. And that's fine. You can only do that. So you can only do this in America, the land of the serpent. See, the rest of the world is a little bit different in handling people. You know, everybody talks. I hear all these people on these posts. I ask everybody today, where you want to go? You're in the land of the serpent. You sell me the mounds. The mound builders are serpent builders. Yet you hate it. You hate your own land. So why wouldn't you receive repercussions? If you was a landlord and gave your kids all this riches, all this nice-ass house, and they tore it up being stupid, wouldn't you kick their ass out? That's your Garden of Eden story. I would kick your ass out the house, too. You ain't going to leave no psychopath in a brand-new luxury house? Think so. But y'all want us to believe that you deserve to stay in this house, a house you hate. So what's going to be devised is you going first. And I say you going first, they're going to kill you off first, black people. Ain't no need to fool yourself no longer. You are first to go. Oh, yes. Yeah. Just ask yourself, what fool votes against their own land to let other people from other serpent gods come in and lay dormant? Because every nation on the earth worships a serpent god. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong if you can. I love to wager. See, I like betting. Y'all want to bet? Every nation ain't worshiping a serpent? Let's bring it on. I'll be more than happy. You better come with some clarity and not no mesmerizing story you just made up recently after drinking. Nah, we need some facts. Show me some. I got pictures showing every nation worshiping the serpent. Native Americans, just told you one because I know y'all love that Dakota stuff. I just told you the mound builders. All them. Every one of them. Y'all gonna sit here and pretend y'all ain't never heard of the Nagas and all that stuff. You know, you had Todd Seeker talking about, but you know, y'all, were they all good? I don't know. Or were you bad? Their creation's bad. Just many of you believe to be created by extraterrestrials. Are we a bad experiment that took place? Obviously, we got some reptilian in us because sperm under the microscope ain't nothing but tadpoles. Nothing but tadpoles right up trying to get into an egg, cosmic egg, to rejuvenate. The whole story, based off anatomy as well. You know this. I don't have to explain this one to you. I hope you know. Your whole body is the anatomy of the universe. You heard this many times. Some of it has to be some validity because we sure like to talk about sex a lot. Sex with an S is serpent. Oh, yeah. Once again. So we got to now say to ourselves, where is this serpent God coming from? Or gods. And it's a woman, too, involvement. We ain't going to be foolish today with this male constantly. That's the one thing that the far left is smart at, getting you to realize words can be changed. You know, like, you can't say she or he. You got to say, oh, them. See, that's what you get this info. That's why you always say they. See, y'all don't never get specifics. They who? There's a name to these theys. You know, we've been taught to use code words. So you're never going to get the story unless you got the keys. And if you ain't got the keys, then what do you have? What do you have, really? You got a runaway slave population being set for self-destruction. Their own self-destruction. Ain't nobody doing it to them. They love it. They love it. And because of this, you never thought about who was ruling you. And now, today's program will let you know that you have subconsciously been ruling yourself through the reptilian agenda.
For all you people who believe in reptilians, lizards, and serpent people, historically I can tell you this, that the word Messiah literally means the lizard king in Demotic or Pharaonic, and apparently there are quite a few people in various religions around the globe who wait for the return of the Messiah or lizard king. So as a historian, I cannot tell you if the reptilian theory is correct or not, but historically, I guess I can live with it, because the enemy within is very, very real, and they're not like us. So here we can see on his head the thing for the circumcision again, there, see? So apparently the circumcision thing has to do with the with reptilians, or in this case, Sobek, of whom I will tell you more in a minute. The word Christ is Greek and means exactly the same thing as Messiah in Hebrew, namely the Anointed One. As it was an old Hebrew tradition to massage the feet of their kings with oil, anointing. The ancient Egyptians, of whom all monotheistic religions come from, had their pharaohs also massaged with oil, namely crocodile oil, extracted from crocodile fat. You see the snake there? And you see how long their hands are. That's real pharaonic. That's one of the things by which you can recognize them. Well, watch Obama's hands. They're just like Obama's hands. These are like the hands of Obaton Ama. And guess what the pharaonic or demotic word for crocodile is? Musha, M-S-S-H, as in demotic, just as in Hebrew or Arabic, only the consonants are being written. And musha almost sounds like a snake hissing, referring to the crocodile god of the pharaohs, Sobek, who once came out of the water and created the world, and as we know, a croc is a big reptile or lizard. And here we can see Sobek together with Hathor. So within this ancient serpent religion, the pharaohs await the coming of their god and creator, the Messiah, or Messiah, as they force their serpent religion upon humanity through torture, by force, and by the violent priests of Amun, who introduced to us a statue of man nailed on a cross, meaning that he's not allowed to defend himself, because he's got his hands nailed, that he can't run away, because his legs are nailed. And he can only move his head and nod, yes, darling, or shake, no, darling. I'm so sorry, darling, I won't do it again. Sorry, honey. Please don't hurt me. Yes, Mr. Judge. No, Mr. Judge, I will never do it again. Yes, Mr. Judge. No, Mr. Judge. Yes, Mr. President. No, Mr. President. Anything you wish, Mr. President. Yes, sir. General, sir. And with all their invisible hocus-pocus, they want us to believe that there is this invisible guy up in the heavens who, with all-seeing eye of Amun-Ra, can see everything you do, think, or speak, and who can come down whenever he feels to either help or punish. But in reality, no one has ever seen this Superman coming down on a cloud, pulling back a bomb, or preventing a child from being murdered, raped, or run over by a car. Never ever in all human history has anyone seen the God of the heavens. Instead of that, he's let millions of children die of hunger, crime, and wars without even lifting a finger, nor even lifting his eyebrow. And billions of sheep will pray and await the return and resurrection of the Messiah, the Lizard King, also referred to as Sobek, the Lizard God, who created the world, who came out of the waters. And in other religions, the pharaohs also rule, as we can see in Saudi Arabia and the heart of Islam, the all-seeing eyes of Amun-Ra on a Saudi police badge. Oh, there it is again, the all-seeing eye in Mecca. They're everywhere. The all-seeing eye of the Dajjal on the Saudi police in Mecca. Oh, what do you know? So guys, stop talking about the dollar. You'll find this much nearer, guys. And here we can even see the pharaonic sun hieroglyph. See the pharaoh show. Even the word Kaaba is pharaonic. Go and have a look. There it is. It's pharaonic. The sun hieroglyph. And in the holy city of Mecca, Paris Hilton has three handbag shops in Mecca. In Mecca, where the Jamarat has already been destroyed and the Hajj has been made invalid after 2004. So we can see her small eyes and very physically big mouth, which are very typical pharaonic features.
Now, so, I'm about to open up the mics. I want y'all to remember, we don't try to forget anything. Y'all remember they opened up the chamber of all of the pharaohs, gave you the most spectacular pageantry that you probably have never seen before if you did not watch this. All dignitaries, this is during COVID they did it. During COVID, they all met in Cairo, in Egypt, on the continent of Africa. And people act like that was just Oh, no, that had connotations. Right after that, they opened up CERN again. CERN is open. Y'all been sending the tapes. What you think coming through the portal? Today, you going to answer. Each area is under a 10 galactic federational hold. All of us are resourced, and you will be farmed out. Play with it today on the Helios. Let's get it on. I'm ready. Let me, hold on, before I even get started, I just got to do one more thing, get the vibe right for y'all. You know, I love all you musicians out there, man. We got so many good, great musicians out there. Much love to y'all keeping it going. Keep live music going and everything else that's live, because guess what? We allowing AI into everything. Into everything. I just want you to know that. It just don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. So I just got to play the vibe and get y'all ready for what's coming up. Give me 2 minutes. Be right back to y'all.
Home computer. TV game computer. Pac-Man. Mr. and Mrs. They done got married. Ain't that something? I'm talking about boy, this computer thing is rough.
Automated voice messaging system. Please leave a message after the tone.
And just for you, I did some research. Now listen, as my research will show, the music business and all the businesses will flow. And one thing I didn't realize, all them regular jobs.
An automated voice messaging system. Please leave a message after the tone.
All become computerized. Yes, man.
Johnny wrote that. Validation for Johnny Guitar Watson. That one. I made a hands clap on that one. 6661. Let's get busy. The Helio says, that devil, that serpent. What y'all think? Let me hear from you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, man. Great dawning, my brother. The popcorn. The popcorn I need is ready pop. It's beyond fried. Ooh, woo. Did you light them or what? Did you light them? But as I sit back and watch the movie in effect, everybody on the bones can be validated, my brother. You open up a, like I said, can of worms or nagas or serpents. And that's what a lot of why us on the bones really said about when Moab or to the mountains, and he was supposedly talking to the creator, and the creator was telling him, say, look, you need to do this. And he said, but they won't follow me. And he said, man, just let me show you who you are. Throw the staff on the ground. And what did the staff do? It turned to a serpent. And that was when the Most High And the Most High told him and showed him who he was and what he was supposed to do and how he was going to lead and what he was supposed to do. And it ties back so deep when we talk about the Messiah or the Messiah or the Messiah or the Meshach or And when we get the story of Meshach and the
Bendigo,
and
yeah.
then it, yeah, and then it goes to Aku, and then it goes to Orisha, it goes right back to Africa. Oh man, brother, you lit them on fire.
We're gonna put some hot coals. We're gonna put some hot coals on that. Now let's even go.
That's too much. That's too much.
Or hot dog, or so back.
Oh man, crocodile. The crocodile, oh man.
Everywhere, the Caribbean, America, Let's go with that. We keep going on here. And we see that these mounds are over here, y'all. I mean, let's be honest. Now, I'm just saying to y'all, let's just take the hypothetical right now. That's a hypothetical. That the whole reversal thing is... We've been told, we deserve,
they made us hate our own land. America, that's us.
The
propaganda came in. The propaganda came in and divided. And you know, and even to this day, you know, when I'm conversing to some of the so-called conscious sisters, and you start telling them about, you know, how, you know, this is your land, they look at you like you crazy, like, and but you so-called conscious.
Man, I'm gonna tell you,
you've been knocked across the head.
That consciousness is deep because every movie now showing us this virtual reality.
It's a modern day jungle. This is modern day jungle right here.
Yeah, modern day jungle. Now let's go with that. I'm gonna bring some more of y'all in here because again, I happen to witness the movie Nope, and I'm gonna just say this, y'all. I'm gonna be a movie critic too. This one, I don't know why they giving this cat all this money to make these crazy ass movies, but none the state, Hollywood is symbolically telling us a whole bunch of shit going on. I don't know if y'all want to see the movie now, but now it's like a flying coochie. I ain't making this up. Eating people. When y'all see it for yourself, you're gonna say, that's a flying pussy. I'm not making it up. I'm just going to give you the movie on a symbolic basis. Now, I'm saying to myself, is Hollywood playing God now with the recreation process by these movies processing our minds to see it and say, oh, yeah, it's a reality now. It could happen. And then it creates its own reality through us. Your thoughts on that before I take another caller? You think they're using occult magic on us to a high level that they could get us to think that there's a virtual reality.
Well, my view on that is, I sent this thing to you where it showed the half crescent moon, and it was a Mecca temple in the middle of Luxor. It's there in the middle of, and the crescent moon is strategically and just set right in the middle of Mecca. And it's like when they make the pilgrimage, everything is in alignment. And that's the same crescent moon. And it's the feminine. And it's mixed all in there. It's both male and female. Shivalingam. The Shivalingam.
Shivalingam, the dick on the man. Let me take some more calls. Put some on mute right quick. But you stay with us. So let me get 8554. You know, we seeing this manifestation that we act like we forget through the occult world that they unleashed a lot of energy over there with CERN and this pageantry we did over in Egypt. What's your thoughts on America being now the real deal of the prophecy?
Well, here's the thing. Let me stick with the serpent part first, because the brother actually what he was saying, I don't know if you realize that he just told us what the serpent really means. The serpent means, metaphysically means, consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking at right now, basically, the definition of it says the serpent of the Garden of Eden is sense consciousness. It also may be called desire and sensation, or the activity of life and external expression, mm-hmm. apart from the source of life. When the life is lifted into the realization that it is spirit, it becomes healing, as illustrated by Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. those who had been bitten by the fiery serpents, lustful expressions of life, were healed when they looked up that the serpent was lifted by Moses at the command of God. Now, let's go back to that little part when we're talking about lustful expressions of life. It takes me back to the movie Nope. And this is metaphysically what I saw. There was a whole bunch of dichotomies in that movie dealing with Oprah and OJ. And they kept putting that shit out there in the movie.
Yep.
And think about the whole thing with the OJ Simpson trial that came up some years ago. A lot of people don't know this, but we kind of spoke on this on a show a few months back. That whole O.J. Simpson trial was nothing but a psychological psyop.
Yeah.
Basically, big, bad, black athlete kills Lily, white woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That divided the whole country.
Yeah.
Racist using being in terms of being used as a weapon to divide people. Just like what's going on now. You've got all these different stories out here dividing people. The economy. The shot, for one thing. Should you take the shot? Should you not take it? Knowing that it's proof out there now that people are constantly dying from it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
going back to the point when we're talking about the serpent, when you kind of said it earlier, basically, if you don't raise your consciousness, you're going to be able to continue to be a stupid motherfucker out there, whether you male, female, black, white, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and
now,
that applies to everything.
Well, you laid out a bomb. By the way,
Kiki Palmer is from here. She's from the suburb of Chicago. And she was dipped in that Nickelodeon/ Disney juice.
Yeah. Now, let's go there.
I'll stay with because now they start talking about the alien picture. Remember we talked about the mountain and that the Caucasus Mountain and all this was it was like a mountain range. And the daddy, one thing I did was say about that, it showed that the first motion picture was done by a Bahamian brother named Haywood to get on a racehorse. So that goes to show y'all just that little bit, he's in the Kentucky Derby pedigree.
My sister used to say back on the day, she's come out here from Baltimore. That pedigree that Jordan Peele got, he married to a white woman. The pedigree he got to have him able to get that film. That's how deep this movie was in some aspects, if you want to look at it on that level. To have that film of that man, many people have never seen that film of a black Bahamian cat, but the first motion picture studios was based off that cat. So they showed that in a way. They showed that in a way, which I took that as the foundation. Okay, Hollywood, but then they say, "Damn, if that's the case." And we was the nurturers of the horses. We had the horses. We had all that shit going on. When did we lose it? Is the question I was asked. And then it said it was lost, basically, in the astral spect of this phenomena of the wanting to have horses. It was eating off the land, whatever this predator alien. Pussy flying around the sky, but I'm gonna say this and let people see it. I thought it was the facial expressions of a man. It was just the same through the whole movie. All he did was show his eyes looking wide. It was like, I don't know, but symbolically, that's a good program we're gonna have to have because you're right. OJ is mentioned a bunch. The dude name is OJ. Just y'all didn't know that. It's mentioned through it's mentioned in a way where. I got to the point where is Oprah paying for this? Is this some OJ Oprah shit they put together? I don't know. But
and think about it. Remember going back to the Tops grocery store up there in Buffalo? The date they opened up the store was his birthday. I said, wait a minute. Is anybody else seeing this shit besides me? Yeah.
And then the monkey. Now, the monkey part, I'm going to tell you. The monkey part, right, y'all, the monkey part was so crazy.
Monkey's name was Gordy. Gordy was one of the first record labels created by Barry Gordy, Motown Records. That's what the first thing came to my mind when I saw it.
A gorilla, a beater. I mean, now think about this now. The dude is Asian. I was like, hey, they don't put every group in the movie. The Asian cat, it shows you who's running the land. End up using Hollywood, the kid child star. Now, let's go there, because I'm glad y'all brought this to fruition. y'all just hit the lottery. Somebody in Illinois got the $1 billion, y'all. Now, I thought that was strange. I said, man, much money needed. I want y'all to know something. These states are going bankrupt. So now the Powerball now is a ploy to get billions to these states. Watch and see.
Are they really going bankrupt, or they're just being prepared for our economy reset?
There you go. Are we being prepared? That's why, bro, get ready. I'm getting ready to bring you on the few, so hold tight, bro. Let me get some more callers. I'm getting it hot for y'all because I already told you. Cohen means priest means priest. So every time you see Cohen and Cohen and all these banks with a K, now let's see a K, 1300. The Federal Reserve, baby, could be.
Yeah, this is me, bro. That's
okay, hold tight, hold tight. Yeah, Brick, I'm going to give you 10 more minutes. Let me take one more caller. Give me 10 more minutes. I got you. Got a few calls on the line. We're going to get them all in here. 336-4. Hit it up.
Hey, Yehudu, man. Hey, bro, I just want to thank you, man, because look at here, man. When me and you talk, sometimes we done disagreed, man, but we kept it damn near brother to brother. We ain't do no frequency name calling each other, because you might eat broccoli and I might like spinach. But we kept it brother with brother. So I'm going to tell everybody that come on Godbone Network, if you come on there with some bullshit, people think for themselves, man. Okay? So this old name calling shit, I done heard two or three shows where some brothers got into it or sisters got into it, man. This shit got to stop. I'm an electrician. We all want to get the light on. So I might run my pipe a different way. You run yours a different way. But the main objective is to get that light on, man, to change information. But anyway, I'm going to mute myself, man. I don't like this arguing and shit, man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you like this. You know I stop all arguing, pretty much. I let y'all go. Y'all know I would tell it like it is. I want respectful dialogue, but you have to have some inner.
Yeah.
We're not saying you can't get excited, everybody. We're not saying.
Yeah.
You know, see, people get. I'm going to tell you something about U.S. that I want you to understand. That powerful voice. See, people like inflection. Mm-hmm. I got high inflection. That me and you can talk all day long, and guess what? After
you
have a lot of time, sit back and say, hey, man, where we going to eat at? Where we going to eat at? That's how we grow. See, a lot of people take this shit and try to go against people who they just don't like. I don't know anybody beef because I don't know many of you on here, but a few. But all I tell you like this, your frequency sometimes, your voice, most people are have a high inflection voice. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something.
Yeah.
Don't mean a person upset. When y'all hear me get high voices, I get high voices and go, me and my people have talked, and we go up, hey, because we just want to let y'all know we believe what y'all saying to be passionate. Now, our passion to work. I told you we put this program together that facts matter. That means some facts may not line up because you have not looked it up. Don't blame us because you ain't looked the shit up. If you ain't looked the shit up, you send me a lot of shit. I look it up.
Yes, sir.
How many times I say validation, baby. Did I say that? I say, damn, what you said this couple weeks. Because that's how it rolls with this. This is about uplifting facts. If you have facts, if you don't have facts and you're trying to get the facts, you should not be mad if you don't know the facts. You should be happy that somebody take the time out to give you this shit. So nothing said about that. I don't care. As long as y'all ain't talking crazy shit, but if it's factual to me, say it the way you need to say it to feel good about how you're saying it. This show is called The Connection. It's we all over the earth. I can't tell you how to talk no more, eat no more. Tell me your feelings on facts. You always been doing it. Keep on doing it. Don't stop yourself. Now, that vibration, man, let's go there. What would make a person watch a movie with a telephone? Tell me your opinion on what are people doing that you see psychologically. We on the cell phone, man, and we'll have an accident. We'll get hit by a car. Will just do stupid shit just to be on that phone. You've been a frequency man ever since I met you. What frequency they got, dude? Because I don't know if we could even see like we're having a hard time stopping this young generation from being frequentized. Go ahead. Jump on that.
Yeah, man. Like I said, they got all kind of frequencies out there, subliminal, where you can't even hear, but you change your reaction. It's a case in Tampa, I think, where it was some old dude and his wife and a young guy and his wife watching the movie. The young guy was texting on his phone and the old dude told him to put the phone up and the old dude busted him, man. So it's all about
frequency.
Being cool, man. Yeah, bro. And I, like I said, I could tell when I talk to somebody how they vibrate. So when we be talking and their frequency drop, I immediately shut the conversation because I know the words and sound going to set them off.
Let's go with that. I'm going to take some score card. See, now, by just being you, now, what about y'all, if y'all take what he's been saying for years from Elvira, Mary Neal, we took it from the heart. I looked this up in the early days. These frequencies with the phone at the high level now causes people to get mad easier than ever because people are now just going off on people because they on the wrong meds. They on the wrong meds and they already got you. It's called chemically imbalanced. If you are chemically imbalanced, everybody, let's be real about this. A frequency will set your ass. I've seen musicians, if you play the song wrong, they'll go off on you. So I don't think I don't know what's going on. Some musicians are egotistical as hell. They could make a mistake. You can't. We got people out there that are high frequency people who can't take a. Now we call them today narcissists. Everybody, the term narcissist must be looked up immediately. If y'all don't know what a narcissist is, it could be in your character trait as well. Everybody recognize that. Let me get some more calls before I bring my man on about this money. Because y'all don't got y'all narcissist money together. See, one thing about narcissists, if you don't look good or eat good, y'all going to go crazy. That's why people was jumping off buildings during the Great Depression. I hope you know they're not also announcing crypto people who are killing themselves. See, that's why I love my crypto people. But y'all need to tell some real news now. Because we done found out through the dry bones and all out there, Brother Thomas and all this, and that connect they got, that net they got, showed that y'all jumping out of buildings too now, crypto people now. They ain't been saying we got contracts now, being mad they ain't getting the money because of the damn crypto business. So y'all got to come clean too. So that's why I say don't take us into crypto night and leave us like Superman. Let me go to 299-27, 9927. I got you coming in, brother. Get ready. I'm getting them hot.
Hey, resurrection, everyone.
Yeah, yo, my sister. What's up, sister?
Buildings over crypto. That's a hell of a spell. Crypto is a hell of a spell. They jumping out of buildings over crypto. You caught me cracking up over here talking about the vagina eating people. I ain't even seen the show, the movie yet. I want to go. Oh, my goodness.
And spitting the people
like,
out.
Wow. Yo, you know what?
Hey, I'm not going to say what she did, what the pussy did. I'm going to let you watch it. See, that's how you going to make money. Because once we say that, everybody going to say, a flying pussy?
A flying vagina eating up people.
Yeah. You'll see.
Something
Go ahead.
What's so exciting is that you are talking about the serpentine, and then I saw, you see what I sent you.
Right.
You saw.
Yep.
That blew my mind.
Yep.
Okay. And then for you to have the show about the serpent and me seeing it in the sky,
that's why we
blew
did.
My mind.
That's why we did it. We just said, this is
I'm like, what the hell? Listen, the so-called black people and whoever else out there that's unconscious, let me tell y'all, they are harvesting you. You want to keep worried about the police? Go ahead, because all they doing is their job to kill your asses off so they can get the organs out your body and the eyeballs and anything else they need to eat up on, okay? Because you don't understand. They need to feed. But whoever these beings are that's been here for a long time that we've been battling with, they need to feed. They're feeding off of us. And who is the most delicious delicacy is the people of color, because you are the people that's connected to the soil. And you're connected to the cosmic. So basically, they know this. They need to survive off of us. They need everything about us, from the blood. That's why they put our faces in the camera. That's why they done dumbed us down to the dumbest, because we stupid. They making profit off of us, off of the stupidity, because we don't know who we are. And not only that, they making profit, which is the prophet, the Moses, profiting. Okay, it's just ridiculous that we can't see it. It's a shame. They wait nothing. They started off with the curse paper with the money, the sigils on it. We didn't even recognize that. We so busy bowing down, begging, talking about we need that too. You need that? No, you didn't need that. What you needed was your soil. They had us so dumbfounded and cursed up, you don't even know what a curse is. I'm like telling people a curse ain't motherfucking and shit. No, a curse is a contract, a bond, something you sign your name to, your signature, your blood. You put your blood signature on there, okay? Mm. You don't know what a real curse is. We've been cursing ourselves for decades, signing contracts and documents. We still cursing ourselves. We still vote. Vote for who? The lesser evil. That's a curse. We our minds are so entrapped on who's going to rule over us next. What reptilian serpent is your God is going to rule over you next? We got to vote him in.
Hold on. I hope you got that. I'm going to give you this. That is poetry 101. I could put music behind that right now. Oh, my goodness. That was powerful there. Believe me, I can hear music while you were. I said, she on the beat with that one? Boy, that is. Let me say this. I'm real. That's you talking. Now, the curse, no doubt about what you're saying. I mean, I see it in my own world. I mean, I told y'all, they get nervous if you check. If they say you check off that ethnicity on your job. My word.
They got me saddle banned, bro. They got me saddle banned on everything because I've been telling them how stupid. I don't care. Oh, the so-called black people? Yeah, you fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. We're stupid, okay? You're so damn stupid that you can't stand up for nothing anymore. You can't stand up for nothing. Nothing. You worried about the cops. God, they're just doing what they're supposed to do. Kill your ass, okay? Because they need the internal organs. They're harvesting. That's what they're told. They're harvesting. They're doing their job and harvesting your ass. Now those that's out there they're killing each other, okay, because they got you all, when that frequency go and that chemtrail go up, your blood starts to boil. You can't think straight. So once they got that started, they know you're going to do something crazy. You're going to kill your mom, your daddy, your kids. You're going to kill your friend. You're going to go out and kill anybody over anything. Because now, we can get them to kill each other. That way we can harvest the organs and stuff more. They volunteer abortion clinics. You were right, Bones. We should have got paid for killing our own children. My man, Peter, he ain't my man. The guy, Peter Nagard, was out there paying for the pussy in the fetus so he could stay alive, stem cells. But now they got you out there paying for abortions so they can get your fetus so they can do stem cells. You was right.
Women
out here getting paid shit. You paying for it.
The doctors don't see the whole thing, and that's what then. What's the symbol of the serpent? On the caduceus, it's on your medical. Now I got to keep going through this because I got no choice. Let me get one more call. Stay, put yourself on mute. I just want my man going to do the big one. Put yourself on mute and put you back in here because those are some valid points that have to be taken into place. The organ harvesting. Now I'm gonna just say this, y'all. I can't tell you that you have to do anything, but just look at your surroundings. On your, if you seeing that that people are just disappearing, they got areas where human trafficking is going live world, and we got to look at. If people coming over the border, the way they coming, it's almost like, you know, happy trail. Now, the reason why I'm going to say this is gonna blow y'all up. It's going to blow it. See, if y'all been saying what y'all been saying about the white man saying he the least productive one, the least, this is what y'all coming out y'all conscious community saying, the white man, he can't produce, he going to need us. That's what they told us. They going to have us do this. They're going to have us do that, and they're going to make us feel like we powerful, and we're going to look like we got power, but we're going to have no power. We're going to be the ones to get all, you know. Now, this reality is real, that we have fallen into a trap of politics, but the whole world's politics. So, you know, so which one you want to produce? The whole world's politics. Even if you free yourself from America, everybody who's conscious, who wants to say, let's just fuck this America and get out of it because it sucks, it's pussy. And say it does, say, well, you know what? You're out of it. Now you reap no benefits. Now you're on your own. So now you're in this land. Now, do we have the withal to rectify how to protect whatever's left and then do negotiations with who else? To really see if we can get the, you know, is it going to be any networking for us? So this is why they know that you're not going to leave. So that really is a fallacy. You're not leaving the organism. You can't unless you die. It's like a flea. That's why it's called politics. You hate politics, but you know you're connected to it. That's all that is. So it becomes a cancer to you. It's not reproductive to you because you made it a cancer because you hate it. Then they say, well, if I hate politics, then I hate the white man, then who do I got? You got Jesus. We'll be right back. It out right now. Put yourself on mute, everybody, except my man 1300. You know we about to bring in this world report about the money game, which the whole world is behind it. It's a masquerade. Go ahead, brother. Hit them up.
You got me in, bro?
I got you in. Go. You on a go.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it going, family? Peace and love and salute to the Drive On Connection family. Peace and love, man. There's a lot going on out there, man. Biden caught the coronavirus again. Anybody hear about that?
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, he's taking that Palaxa, whatever that Palabaza, whatever that medicine, that Pavlovan or something. I can't think of the name of it. You take that stuff, it's proven now that you can literally have relapses because it basically mutates the vaccine inside of you.
That's right.
So, man, just want to talk real quick today, family. Hopefully by the end of this little chat, family, I'll be able to break down to you what a SDR is. That's a SDR. That's a special drawing rights currency. And hopefully I'll break that down through the IMF. The IMF, I've always told the family about this when I try to come on. The IMF is an acronym for the International Monetary Fund. And hopefully I'm going to show you how the blockchain, and I'm going to show you how derivatives, and I'm going to show you how hopefully you can have a better understanding of how all of these derivatives and all of this money, they got everybody money trapped inside what they call derivatives and swaps. And I'm going to show you how that's tied into what the inflation that's going on right now, hopefully, if we have a second.
Yeah. Just jump on
everybody
in.
Everybody know we're going through. Everybody, what's that, Bravo?
I said jump on in. Keep
so everybody know we're going through a lot of inflation right now, right? So let me break down to you real quick, just give you a real quick definition of, as a matter of fact, the current, the 9.1% is what we were at for inflation. And that's a high, a 40-year high, y'all. That's we was at that rate in June. So just to show you, the inflation is out of control, and you got to do something right now to fight it. You can't just keep spending your money. But I want to go real quick, drive on to, I'm going to give you the definition of what a blockchain is. A blockchain is a technology that comes from the distributed security of the system. For this reason, there are several characteristics that are completely necessary for developing a blockchain. Five key concepts: cryptographic hash, immutable ledger, consensus protocol, and mining and what have you. So the origins come from, however, this is not when popularity has increased. So the cryptocurrency is basically, it's a computer system that can be altered. Okay, everybody got that, right? Okay, let's go to the definition of a derivative. A derivative is, the term derivative refers to a type of financial contract whose value is dependent on the underlying asset. An asset is like, everybody know what assets is, right? Like something of wealth. Okay.
Yeah, so
it's a group of assets.
Tangible.
Correct?
Yeah, tangible assets.
Correct. Derivatives are set between two or more parties that can trade on an exchange or over-the-counter, OTCs they call them, over-the-counter. These contracts usually use the assets carry their own risk. See, they got risk. Prices and derivatives can fluctuate the underlying asset. So in other words, that asset could be manipulated, the price. So that's what causes inflation when you make a contract on some type of financial instrument, and then over time you're thinking that it's supposed to invest, but it actually don't invest. It contracts or it starts failing. And so right now we're going through what they call reverse currency wars. If anybody heard about that, that's got a lot to do with the Brexit. That got a lot to do with why a lot of, like, China and all of them formed their own group, their monetary group against the doggone U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar is basically putting all the other currencies under because it's too strong. That's hyperinflation, where your dollar rises, and it comes from the derivatives, because what the derivatives are, that's when the IMF and the Federal Reserve gives banks permission to hold more money on their balance sheet, but they really don't have the money. They just give them the approval to go ahead and click the mouse and add it onto their balance sheet by a click of a mouse.
So we're seeing that in Indonesia. We're seeing it now in Sri Lanka. We're seeing it in El Salvador. Right. We're seeing it in all these countries here that they're collapsing. And now that's going to bring on hyperinflation. And then the hyperinflation will lead to like our food going to. Now, let's go with the premise, because you be talking about this a while, with Russia, because this Russian accusation of creating inflation is a fallacy based on the fact that here is, we're going to spend our soldiers, everybody. Now, you explain this to them. We're going to give, remember, to give them an army, that's like a mercenary group. They're going to have to be paid. We're going to go there and protect them on their borders just so we can get some dollars through war by neglecting this over here. So what you see with the finances is, you say that the cartels are fighting a global currency war right now, a global currency war.
Correct. Your central bankers all over the world are in distress right now. That's people like your Federal Reserve that are equivalent to your Federal Reserve in other countries.
They're in distress. They're in distress.
So you got the
bank. Like that.
Right. They're under stress. Correct. So what they try to do, they try to go to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and say, hey, look, man, we need to borrow funds. But if they don't have any assets like land, see, this is why China is the king of what they call, and I just figured out this term right here. It's called a bilateral credit line. Bilateral means you got all different countries now producing their own money system. They're trying to produce their own money system so that they can get off of the U.S. dollar, because the U.S. dollar is driving their currencies in the ground. That's why the trade is going up, because it's costing other countries now more to ship stuff. And we know the U.S., we just a major importer. We don't really export any type of good or trade. So we have to go through other countries and depend on other countries to put our food products into the country. That's crazy, right? And so that's what's causing the supply chain back up. It's not that the pandemic caused it. It's not because the money is not inflating because the pandemic caused it. The money is inflating because of helicopter money, which it is anytime you attach your economy, the GDP been contracting, bro, the last two quarters. Everybody know what a financial quarter is. Everybody, you got your earnings reports. All the big businesses give their earnings reports every 3 months. So there's four quarters in a year.
Right.
So every quarter, we've been conflating. They've not been making any money. The GDP numbers have failed since last June. Our GDP has been falling in America, which is why our currency is going up, because that's why we have to start wars. We have to start wars, because that's the only way that we can keep our currency from collapsing.
Now, let's go there. Now, me and you talk a lot about this, and many on the lines have talked about this. Now, we've been telling the black man and woman, the woman and black man, well, however you want to call yourself today, gold and silver. Gold, silver is the poor man's gold. I mean, it's imperative that you see that your if y'all working people out there who got 401ks, it's time for us, all of us, once you get to the actual status of being 20 or more invested now, you must now go look at everything, because it got to be transferred over, because too many things is happening to the market, like you said. Let's go with the food in Croatia with the war. Food prices, what you see, tell me, because you're in the heartland. Farming, what you hearing from the farmers up in the central?
Well, we know for a fact that Joe Biden, when he first got into office, he overturned one of those executive orders that Trump had for the black farmers of America. Because Joe Biden is a globalist. And people like him are globalists. That's why they love war. They love to start. Notice, as soon as Joe Biden got into office, boom, the war started. Just like that. Because the warmongers are the Democrats.
Right.
A lot of people think, it's some Republicans, not conservatives, are warmongers. But,
Neocons. They're called neocons.
Right.
The Republican Party.
Right. They're doing the same thing that neocons, that's what they call them. They're doing the same exact thing they did to Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi did not want to use the U.S. dollar anymore. So anytime you say you don't want to use the U.S. dollar, that's called a currency war. You're saying, hey, I declare war on your currency. And
on
you
can't
believe the U.S. coming. They're coming with them big guns. They're going to start putting weapons. That's why you keep seeing them shine these weapons bills over to Ukraine. Right? So, they say that all the wheat, most of the wheat come from Russia in Ukraine area. Let me tell you something. They still, what they're failing to mention to back to the energy thing. It's about the Silk Road from China.
Right.
Silk Road, I don't know if anybody ever seen that railroad, how that railroad runs all the way from Europe, China, Asia, into Africa.
All the way across. All the way across. All the way across.
Hey, bro.
Yo,
can I add to what you're saying, too?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to as Caruto was interviewing Elizabeth Child. She was the former transportation secretary or whatever for under Trump, but she had quit. So she's the wife of Senator Mitch McConnell, right? So she was talking about this new initiative and her business for EVs, but now she's supposed to testify to on the January 6th committee, right? So she talking about EVs and da-da-da-da. Now, we not technically on no EVs, but they trying to go to EVs, the Democrat. Now, she's supposed to testify from what, and they asked about McConnell's views. Well, Mitch, he has a steady hand, but she don't want to call it. But it sounds like to me when the brothers talk about innovative things and why the GDP is, and then all these 16 Republicans, now they signing on, including Mitch, to spend more money to intentionally sabotage the country and the GDP. Because if you flood the more markets with the U.S. dollar, it's going to choke it, like the brothers said. Bro, you're on the spot. You're on the spot.
With that. Now, let me just say that to y'all right there. Now, there's two groups they call the Rhinos and the Neocons. Just so y'all get I want y'all to say, we push the Republican. We saying that these two factions started by George Bush and Dick Cheney, who is Liz Cheney daddy. Liz Cheney daddy is the Cheney family. So we see the Neocon faction is still there. And we see that the Rhinos today, who's dealing with the technology in China, which is the Mitch McCullers. So we want y'all to know that these characters are there. But here's the key to all that. I'm gonna let you respond, and I'm going to take some more calls, too, brother. I'm going to let you respond to that. Do we see that the Republican Party have a serious infight? Because once you pass the Bush family don't like Trump. So is Trump creating a new group, which we're going to say is the base? Base-wise, is these evangelicals. Many evangelicals seem to be ended it. Now, black people are evangelicals as well, but they seem to be on the side of Democratic legislation because there are many evangelical black churches. So what's your take on that, per se, because you are familiarized with that partake in the economic ramifications of us not utilizing these two parties to our benefactors? You know what I'm saying? We're giving too much allegiance to these two parties without getting.
Yeah.
So go give me that. Give me that. I'm gonna take some more. I'm gonna give you a.
Here's the thing, man. There's no left or no right. There's no left or right. You need to be in the middle. There is no red or blue. You need to be green. So if we keep ourselves occupied with economic empowerment, then guess what? What's gonna happen is. They're going to have to start coming and listening to what our demands are. But if you keep going along with this economy, if you keep trying to not be against war, if you don't boycott against fast food and fuel prices, you know, energy prices, if you're going to keep paying this stuff, they're going to keep giving it to you. So they can last a lot longer than we can. They can last a lot longer than we can because they reach. They filthy rich.
Now, let's go with this because that premise is what I'm trying to get people to see. I know there's many people who've said on here, I ain't going to vote. I don't give a damn about this bullshit, the cracker bullshit, all this, bite man, this, that, but okay, we got that. Now, the fact that they still got to have a rent to pay, because everybody on here paying something to stay where you're at. There's a utility cost to everybody on here. So I'm saying to you, if they raise this shit because of the fact that policies, let's go with policy right quick, because me and you talk about policy. We have arguments with people, and I don't want to say argument, we have debates, mass debates, whatever you want to call the shit, with people, thinking that you're going to have some logical conversation. But if people tell me that
that they don't understand the difference of cutting off your own energy to your own house yourself. That's like, I'm going to tell y'all, take the analogy. This is what you did, everybody, on a simple basis. You tell me, and I'm going to let you go on this one. Just go outside your house right now, y'all, and just cut your wires to your house on purpose. And then when they ask you, you're going to say, well, I'm trying to save energy. Ask yourself how dumb you're going to look on the news. Now, that's what's going on with the government. Go ahead. Finish up with that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's why we need to be trying to learn different type of technologies, family. They have these little cool-ass solar generators, man. These things will run your refrigerator. These things will run your air conditioner. Some class air conditioner. Run your air fryer, you know, your little microwave. You just have to plug. It don't have to have that many outlets on it. But if you put enough panels on it and you have the converters and everything set up, I've seen guys run like two of them little generators. They cost about $1,000 a piece. And you get you some solar panels, probably about $500 worth of solar panels.
Yeah.
And, bro, you can literally survive. And that's Floridians know, man, we should be the main ones that have
Go ahead.
There's brothers out there now that know how to make water out of air. There's brothers out there now that's making copper rods, putting them into the ground, and with connecting them with water, with the lead and creating energy. So it's not that hard. It's that we forgot.
Well, hold on. Let's be honest. Now, it's there because we got it. Like I say, I told you a long time ago, it's your location. Remember, we are all located on primordial land. New York State, the whole state is named after Native Americans. We don't even want to know where it's at, basically. It's not, so we can't blame nobody because the history of all these areas do show that black folks was in it. But the court, I'm going to be honest with y'all. You said a sister earlier. I'm going to you go in there and speak on it. We don't make court cases that benefit us. We don't. We make court cases that benefit an individual. Big difference. See, we don't go in on a level where we benefit on an organized level. Because maybe they don't mind giving a few of us $1 million. You think they care if they gave Trayvon's family enough to never work again? You think they really care? But if they gave Trayvon's family enough to open up some banks to give us some loans so we can get some houses like the rest of the competition, that's a different story, y'all. And that's what y'all got to get out of fantasy.
But that's a payoff because look at what happened to all the money that was given to the mothers of these black men that were shot alive and running for political office. I'm like, what?
Yep. A lot of them have ran for that's
you know,
right.
You got to look at stuff
that. Let me land my plane, family. Let me go ahead and land my plane real quick.
Go ahead. Land it up, brother.
I cannot reiterate this enough, and we have to take this serious right now. What's going on? Your news is not informing you on the real facts. Mm-hmm. That's why you need to stay tuned in to channels like Black. I mean, now I'm about to call my channel on your page, my brother. But stay in tune with Drybone's Connection.
And yourself. Because you got people in your
alternative. Yeah. Mine is Urban Matters, Matter Live Chat. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can
everywhere.
Find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube
It's called Connection.
Too.
There you go. Connection.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I don't your area got to connect now to me. I'm going to give it what I feel your area can do because it's so connected where I'm at. Is we have to learn more inviting things happening for us to come out of where we at. Because where we at now, I have to admit, we are under Moorish pirate law under a different terminology. I'm going to leave it. Y'all want to learn what that means? We're going to do a show on that Moorish pirate law because it, the 31st parallel is very unique in itself. But go ahead. Give us what we need to do.
Family, 10 days, they call it the 10 days of darkness. It's coming. They're going to claim that it's a cyber attack, that your power grid is going to go down.
There you go.
Power grid go down, you can't collect your Bitcoin.
There you go.
Warren Buffett, people like Warren Buffett, these people are what you call people that have smart money. And they're finding safe havens right now. A lot of people saying, oh, dang, man, Warren Buffett sold some stocks. or he sold some shares that he had in Microsoft. Oh, man, right. He's going to run from the hill. No, what he's doing, he's called that. I'm going to give you a term, family. This is the economic term. You keep up with it. It's called positioning yourself. He is positioning himself for economic turmoil. So what he's doing, he's taking his assets, his money, and he's putting them into stuff like mining stocks or what they call gold-backed treasuries. That's another economic term we need to get familiar with. Gold-backed treasuries. Those are bonds, but those are bonds that are attached to what they call tangible. They call it minerals. They call it natural resources. So, family, you cannot, if you got any kind of money just sitting up, family, I strongly suggest you go get it, because if we have a power grid shut down, guess who's going to be the first one closed? The bank.
Yep.
So,
yeah. Hold on.
If you ain't got no way to transact.
Hold on. Let's go with that, because, again, Russia, China, Korea, not Iran. I'm just going to give y'all a little rundown because, you know, we love our world news. We love that shit. We know they got this ballistic metal called, they don't have to destroy a city. They don't want to destroy. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. I think Brother Thomas on this one, Brother Thomas put something out there about the ghost cities. Ghost cities is real estate investment to the Chinese. They don't mind a city being desolated. As long as the buildings don't go down.
We're out here looking crazy, all in our feelings. Come on, what Bill Gates buying up on the farmland? He's positioning himself.
That's right. No, but think about it. The Chinese are positioning themselves with it because they got themselves it's called feng shui. Feng shui. They don't like other people's spirits in their house. That's where the gutting of your property concept come from. They don't want the spirits of the last people in the house, so you gut the house out and reposition it. Well, they think a house that's ungutted, like never touched, is profitable. Y'all gotta look this up. Y'all see that link, Brother D? You know what I'm talking about? About the cities in China called ghost cities are profitable to the real estate market.
Yeah.
They don't have a problem.
Yeah.
That's why all these buildings are empty. A lot of these buildings are empty in South Florida still because the money is.
Same thing on the south side of Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
pick
go.
Them Buffalo,
that's
too.
The smart money. That's the smart money. That's the smart money. They're positioning themselves. They won't sell it because they know they're going to lose money with it, so they're just going to sit on it. And they're going to starve you out, and then they're going to gentrify you out. And then now your family is struggling, and you're running around worried about damn George Floyd and all kind of goofy shit.
There you go. Hold on. Give them that link one more time, man. So we get Central Florida hooked up to us, man, because we got to get it on Central Florida. All
Urban,
y'all listening, yeah?
Urban. It's Urban. U-R-V-A-N. Urban Matters with an S and then just a matter on the end because, you know, I had to bite off your facts matter. So,
facts matter,
yeah, man,
baby.
Urban matters,
I love it. Hey, let's do this thing. Now, I got y'all. I told you, we're about to go to another level right quick because all y'all talked about, y'all say tech money behind it. Tech money. Tech money. I hear all day. Tech money. Tech money. Tech money is real. It comes out of Canada. I want y'all to know that tech money is coming out of Canada heavily. Canada is under serious, serious domain. I don't know if y'all paying attention to Canada, especially in Buffalo, since they fleeing into Buffalo.
Buffalo. You got people leaving from New York City fleeing to Buffalo.
Hey, ain't that amazing?
Listen. Hey,
Drop on.
Real quick. Silver price is down, family. Go and get you some silver. That's the poor man's gold. And copper. Put in copper mining stocks, nickel, anything that computers run off, semiconductor company, put money in those type of companies right now. That's called positioning yourself, family. Peace and love.
Hey, all right, you go. There you go. He left with that one. That's a real.
Can I say something about what the brother said? You're right, because China and Russia has joined together on they joined to create a currency reserve.
That's right.
They're all joining together now. They going against the dollar for real. America's money for real. They definitely against this money that's out here, the cool money, I call it.
What a magical money. Now, we're going to get deep now because I want y'all, I got to get two more calls who've been holding a long time. Y'all too. I got 7472. And I got 4853. Y'all are the next two callers. I want to play this before so we get your thoughts on what y'all, because you know, we got a program to run and take time. I like what all y'all said there, Brother Special Man. Much love to you. Y'all heard him. Go on there, because that's farmland. Central Florida is where Disneyland realized they can renovate a swamp and make a whole municipality. That's how much beautiful land is there. So let me just say this to everybody listening. We challenge you to go look this up. We want to do the cash money game big. I know that this whole world is based off cash. Cash money rule. And so basically, they already promoting different economies. You got to create a new type of economy. Remember, we did a long time ago, and those of you been will be so long, the bartering system will come back immediately, because the bartering system will be coming back immediately. There's a bartering everywhere. You've been, Craig, with bartering been going on for a long time. You will go back to that system. That will be the underground system. For those of you who do not think, oh, if it goes bad, what will happen? Chaos will come, but bartering will become. Pussy would be number one on the list. Yes, it will be, but then maybe not, because y'all have allowed.
No, they against everything now.
Hold on, y'all have allowed AI. Y'all have allowed it. Everyone on this line has allowed it. Women have allowed it even more so, because the vibrational tools that was created by Sekhmet and all of them in the Babylon, Egypt, the goddess bitches. I told y'all scared to look that up, but I'll look it up even more now if I was you, because all these blood moons, that's menstruation. All that blood and red, it means menstruation, the Holy Grail. If you that naive to think the cosmos don't menstruate, then talk about some cosmic egg, you got to be dumb by now. This is not the program for you. Anytime Sesame Street could be sued now, by black folks, because Sesame Street wouldn't high-five these little black kids. It's all over media. I watched that, said, my goodness, Sesame Street. But where is it at? Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Are you surprised? The Quakers, the Amish. Yeah. These are the evangelicals of the nine daughters of the Babylonian cortex of religions. Remember, there was the Huguenots, the Medivicians. Y'all don't know who the nine daughters of the Vatican are? Well, there's one that you ain't realized. She's already with us. She is the original. She is the original Thoth, Sophia. They even doing seminars about her. How she going to be Lilith and kill off the firstborn. Y'all not paying attention either at all, because basically we played the tape for y'all, and not one of y'all probably wrote Alexander Cortez and asked her, how the hell you have a convention with a bitch gonna come on and say, let's eat the babies, and nobody in New York State got mad? Y'all motherfuckers are comatose already. Too much chemtrails. I'm gonna do some poetry on your ass right now.
I got upset about it.
See, I just wanted to hear y'all say these stupid things, say how y'all don't know it's going to happen, what's going to happen to you. I told you, you just said the curse is here. We already signed our death certificates.
Okay, now, Ice Cube.
The bionic vagina.
There you go. I just go along with that. Hey, they signed. They know I'm ready. Ain't no way you can have a summer basketball league. Ain't nobody watching that shit. It's still on CBS. Somebody's connected to you. Ain't no way. But y'all watching this shit. Y'all watching everybody lie to us. And that's why they must have AI.
The subject of my talk tonight is about something that is smarter than you are. Artificial intelligence. In fact, a lot of people who work in artificial intelligence believe that artificial intelligence 1,000 times smarter than we are. It will be moving at speeds that are 100,000 times as fast as we think, and it will be digesting information and data a million times more than we can. What is artificial intelligence? There are a lot of confused ideas about this outside in the world. But the answer is very simple. It's one sentence. Artificial intelligence is software that writes itself. It writes its own updates. It renews itself. We normally tend to think of software as stuff that we created and that we wrote, and the machines do what we tell them to do and we own it. This is not any longer true. It writes itself at speeds that we can hardly comprehend, and people who write it know that you can't take it apart again and figure out what it's done. It writes independently, autonomously. It develops its own way of thinking, and there are dangers associated with that. So a lot of people ask, when is it going to happen? When is artificial intelligence going to be smarter than us people? Some people say 50 years. Some say 30 years. Some say 5 years. I say it already has surpassed us in many areas of our society. Let's take, for example, some examples from right here and now, and I apparently have to point this. Okay. The examples that we're going to talk about are not science fiction. They're not visions. They aren't things that are going to happen at some point. They're things that exist today, for example, in the stock markets, whether Frankfurt or Tokyo or New York or London. The people you see down there working on your TV show and you're watching it, they're more or less extras in a movie. They aren't doing the big moving. The big moving is being done by high-frequency computers. They move so fast they make, in milliseconds, billion-dollar business. Computers have far succeeded what we can do. In fact, I did a film once about a company that moved 5 blocks closer to the Frankfurt stock market because at the speed of light on glass cable, they saved so much time getting closer to the computers at the Frankfurter Stock Exchange. That will give you an idea of how fast they think and how helpless we as human beings are. You may remember the old pictures of the stockbrokers with 5 telephones in each hand running back and forth, writing things on paper. That was way before yesterday. Computers have taken over this very, very important part of our society, a heart of our financial community. And no one understands exactly how these algorithms function. They used to understand them, but they've been improved by artificial intelligence. I don't know how many people flew in today, but if you were sitting in an airplane, you probably had 30 different tariffs and prices in your cabin because the pricing is all done, same is true of hotels, by machines that are collecting global information, making decisions within split seconds what the price of that airplane seat or that hotel room is going to be. And where it's most critical of all, we're talking about life and death, is in medicine. Computers are better than we are as human beings in several areas already today. We're talking about here and now. This is not science fiction. I'm speaking next week at the Universitätsklinikum in Essen. And their radiologists, who are supposed to be some of the best radiologists in Germany, they say that a computer can recognize a tumor on an MT or a CT, MRT or CT, faster and better and more precisely than a human being can. It's picture analysis, and it's done very well by computers, especially in medicine where it saves lives.
Now, I ain't going to give you all that because it's so deep. Y'all call me for that one. That I mean, it's unreal that he said, we talk about Star Trek, bones, tripod, tricorder. Let me take some more calls. You two, I told y'all was coming on next. Y'all got it. 7472, y'all next. Couldn't have nobody better.
Otep and better love and greetings, dry bones.
Man, there you go. There you go. Couldn't have nobody better. Go ahead, brother.
You know, I'm grateful that you played that clip because we've given too much credit to what man has created. It's, well, first of all, the word is artificial. It's not. It's man-made. If you ain't got no electricity, you ain't got no computers. But you got divine intelligence, which runs off of cosmic energy and other than light. And so what we have created is a algorithm and a code that runs through the current, but the human current is greater than what we attempting to give computers to, because even in the Matrix we saw, and you know, the Oracle just died last week, Mary Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she transitioned at the same time as the new moon, around just before the new moon. The thing that we're looking at, and with CERN kicked up and started July 5th. And then July 6th, the guide stones went down because, that transition of energy. So we're looking at things that is greater than what man is attempting to do. Yeah, we got to have wars, and they're doing that. That's commercialization. Pirates, as you always talk about. The pirates are doing their thing and trying to keep this commerce going, because you look at the Silk Road, which is now the trade road, the T road, all of that is them trying to commit commerce and transporting goods from one space to another space. But what the earth does is it produces all the resources we need. The forest is the first community, plant relatives and that. And what is divinely orchestrated is the alignment of our solar system, where we are in this Milky Way galaxy, which even now, we are getting ready to open up the Lion's Gate. Come August, the Lion's Gate and the 888 will begin. And this is to say that we can go across the Milky Way out into the universe and collect information and bring it back and utilize it if we know how to do our sacred science. The alchemists knew, and the ancient teachings knew, because they knew the grid. And you were talking about the 31st first parallel. I'm on the 33rd. We're knowing that the earth has 12 grids, 144 grids, and that's what they talk about, the 144th in the Helios Biblios. And those alignments of that energy running through the grid, you see it there in Castle. What is that? That Coral Castle.
Coral Castle.
How is a person gonna build something that one man built all of that and those megalithic stones that he turned around and lifted and moved and make it to where you could push it with one finger? A computer can't do it yet. A computer can't build a pyramid.
And a well. And a well. And a well.
And so, right. And so the part that you're looking at, and now what they're even discovering is that there are cities that are over a billion years, they're finding that was connected to Pangaea, that is in the Antarctic. And now they're discovering you got 41 countries down there trying to claim that piece of real estate.
Right. Now let me ask you that, because they are using technology. That's why I'm going to ask you, because they are using technology to scan down these rays are coming down there so they can go deeper into the earth, because they're saying our human eye can't go down there. So they say they're using these technology. So it's like we produce the technology, and it says it produces itself. So I'm thinking, is that like the know thyself thing, where it keeps reproducing?
Yeah, man.
It
what man is doing is trying to see himself as the creator of all of this, and there's no way,
right?
Because your mind is not, your mind could, why are you building a computer? Because your brain, you have only used 10% of your brain, because it's like an iceberg. 10% is above the water that you see. The other 90% is below the water. The subconscious runs your whole body. And that subconscious, the subcontinent of you as being the body of who you are, you formulated and grew that, and the whole art of the earth is the heart, because that's why all of those words are in that one word of earth. Is the word heart, hear, ear, art, tear. All of that is in that one word, earth. And so when we understand that, if we listen to our heart, what ear is in our heart, hear the voice, cosmic connection, because the Galactic Federation is still protecting the reptilians and the thieves that are coming here, training these draconian people into how to manifest what they want from the planet, when actuality, you are the owners of this planet.
Now, let me ask you that, because that's deep. Oh, my God. Well, I tell you, I don't realize how much documents boom are. Now, okay, that's like what you just said, these people. Now, I don't think we all the same anyway, because like you say, we got different blood. Some of us got different blood types. We got different different growths. My organ go in some people. Your organ might not can't go in other people. So you think about that, by that happening, that we kind of like, we like kind of split into all these different type of entities that we see today. Like, okay, so even though I could find a Chinese person that might look just like me, his thought ain't like me. So it's like physically we look the same, but then the spirituality ain't the same. How's that working? But even though some people say it is the same, but they got their own type of harmonic to it. Is it based off where we at, the harmonic that we get to the body?
You're excellent point. This is why they're so adamant about the DNA and the gene and what they're now doing. I'm reading a book now talking about Native American DNA. What they're talking about is people that in the equator have darker skin because they absorb and that breaks down so they can absorb vitamin D. People in the middle of the in the European and Caucasus Mountains have lighter because they have to be able to reflect and draw down into them the vitamin D. But you got people at the North Pole, Eskimos and the Inuks, that are dark skinned because they are in they're on the top of the planet and they get direct rays from the sun, and their skin is dark because they have to be able to absorb the energy.
And
looking at the grid.
Right. Now, hold on. I'm glad you said that because I forget. For those of you in the northern region, after even Buffalo, I think the Aurora Borealis was going to be able to be seen over Buffalo, New York State. And I seen this the other day. Somebody said, I couldn't see it. But
that radio station?
Right, the Royal Brodieras was able to be they said y'all was supposed to be able to see green.
It's
all the way
magnetic
into,
grid.
Yeah, grid. Was supposed to be able to be seen into
y'all
area.
Is that why that dragon showed up? Is that why I was able to take a picture of a dragon?
Right, because it showed, because you said you seen that thing. I forgot to tell you that. When I looked up what you said, it was some other stuff about the Royal Brodieras, and Brother Kwame just brought to my attention. Y'all was going to be able to see this in y'all area. That's a phenomenon. It stretched all the way to y'all. That's y'all sky should have been like a bluish green.
That shows you the magnetic grid, because the electrical
that was the grid
that the grid creates is like a magnet. It's being drawn down that far on the planet from the top. That starts at the very top at the North Pole, and it comes down. It usually doesn't make it. And
well,
now
you
got a
this one made
grid.
Go look it up, everybody. This one made it. It was all on the news. I seen it on news. It said that the Royal Borealis was going to be seen in upper New York State, part of the Great Lake area. And that's a fact. Go look
and
it
what,
up.
And what that's showing.
Let me take a quick commercial, because we got to go. We got 90 seconds. One hour. Those of you jump on the internet, if you can't get on now, you better jump on right now, because you got 60 seconds. Okay, 515-605-9343. We're about to let it go to another level. I got two more calls. Brother Kwame, stay with us. I got two more calls. I'm going to take one more. You got 1 minute before I take another call. 9019. Go ahead. Take me to the top of the hour. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, Dry Bones. I want to announce to you and let you know that I truly know that we are the divine beings, and we have the power to stop these other humans, and which is lower grade of the atomic powers. And we don't know that we got the power to stop all these other lower grade of atomic powers. We will just be a fool to fall into their entrapment. Don't let them scare us. Don't let them cause us to be in fear, because living in fear is a sin. Now, what I want to let you know, some good news. I hope you all, some of you can meet us in Detroit, Michigan.
And probably prevented a couple hundred people from being killed.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go. Keep going,
I hope you can meet us in we're going to be in Detroit, Michigan, and a military soldier is fighting AI technology with the targeted individual community. And the good news is we're exposing the DNA and the RNA cell lines of immortality. And without a black woman, you can forget, we are not going to call ourselves black women. We are going to call ourselves Nubian women, because the black women is the traitors. The Nubian women need to know their Nubian queens and take their place. The Nubian kings need to take their place. We need to separate from black men and black women, because black men and black women going to keep us in bondage, and we are not in bondage. We have to get everything and take our place as original women, original Nubian woman, and original Nubian man. We must not fall into this AI trap, because we can control the forces of nature. We are nature, and never forget that. We gonna meet in Detroit, Michigan, and I will let you, I will bring
let
the soldier on next week to
give you the information,
and we'll go from there. Thank you, Dry Bones, for letting me carry it all out. Because I'm not playing. I'm a strong warrior, and I'm a new queen, and I'm not playing.
Hold on. These movies, I'm glad you took us to the high hour. These movies coming out, we got Warrior Queen coming out. I hope y'all look this up. We got another movie called The Invitation. Looks like Marilyn Marcos, whatever they were from the Prince and the Queen, that over here. They got a movie about them being vampires. They got another movie about Black Panther going to be the sister going to be the Black Panther. So the woman energy is being told symbolically for sure, definitely through Hollywood. Let me take some
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, Wakanda forever. Thank y'all. So, yeah, we're going to be right back. Y'all take a break. We're going to come back. I told y'all. I asked y'all some questions. Put yourself on mute, because if y'all moving around, put yourself on mute.
Nubian Queen powers is
ours. No, Nubian Queen, I'm going to tell you, when I went to see the exhibit at King Tut, the Nubians was the ones battling Upper Egypt. I ain't making this up. So I'm trying to figure out how come we don't show that, because I seen it with my own eyes. They had on leopard skin. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, damn, they don't ever show this type of shit. They were fighting these groups in sub-Saharan Middle Africa together, and who was going to be the Nubian kings. And that's good, sister. I like that.
Nubia is the mother of Egypt.
Right. So why? But they fought each other. Just like the movie Shaka
Zulu.
No,
ancient Kemet. Because them invaders tried to use Egypt like its white faces. When you say Kemet, they know you talking about black.
They got you. Now we just want to make sure y'all understand that we not gonna go against that at all, because I told y'all there's a history there. But I asked y'all earlier. I want y'all to ask yourself, if the snake people in America was called the land of the serpent people as well. All these cults I see over here, the same ones look like the same over there to me. All these ancient pictures of snake mounds and all that. So my question is,
the largest serpent mound just got returned back to the Shawnee Nation.
Well, there you go.
And so this was June 21st, the summer solstice.
Right. If this is the case, and everybody's starting to realize, we've been hearing it all our lives, Poverty Point, Chief Warhorse been saying it. A lot of people been saying it. The problem is this law that was put in that seemed to have. And if we should put money together, I would go for a legal team to overturn that one, because that would be the way to put. Because I noticed now, I'm gonna show y'all something how law works. Y'all hate white people sometimes on y'all here. That's fine. I'm going to show you how come. I see y'all talk about the Whitten Howard dude, the dude did the militia. He got paid by ABC. He sued them. And the dude who was with the Native Americans when the Hebrew Israelites up there, and Native Americans in D.C., the View went on there, talked some shit. He went to court, won his case. They just had something recent. The View had to apologize twice. Whoopi Goldberg, which is a liberal, centric woman organized media crew with them on there, had to apologize twice this week for lying about Turning Point USA because they did a cease and desist letter. This is more science 101, how y'all used to teach back in the day.
But we got to look at the Pope just went up there for 6 days
in Canada. Right.
Admitted that they killed all these children and apologized, but that's murder. That's murder. Murder is an endless,
so
where you can get a case for murder.
So the Native American community have to be complicit because nobody's putting the money together to fight that because you need lawyers. You ain't going to win with lawyers is actually a heavy-duty thing. Just in case many of y'all didn't know that.
Bones.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say quickly what you're talking about. There was a court case up in here in Illinois just the other day that the nurses and stuff, the nurse and doctor got together and sued the hospital because they were being forced to take the vaccination. And they won the suit. I think it was over $10 million or something
like
that.
Thank you, man.
It can
be done. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm telling you. See, our people don't want to go to court because you're scared. Hey, no niggas around in Buffalo jumping in to start suing the NAACP for not taking the money, appropriating it to the right people. How the hell the Arabs got the money for the NAACP? How that sound to y'all? You had Reverend Pinckney up there saying, Reverend Pinckney in Detroit, which I'll be more than glad to go. Ken Webster just had something. Ken Webster still, thank y'all for coming on the Dry Bone Channel, Antoinette. I mean, it's a historic program. We still got the legends coming on. We love you for all that. And she even herself, Detroit, y'all part of what I'm trying to tell y'all. If you could make a movie called Three the Hard Way, be in Detroit with the neo-Nazis putting chemicals in the water just because it's played by Jim Brown, Jim Kelly, and Fred Williamson. We supposed to forget that shit ain't real? Is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Flint, Mexican.
Right. Now, I'm trying to figure out how we could be talking like this. I'm about to get hot now. I told you. I got the tape for y'all. How y'all going to be talking about y'all excited about bringing... These people already told you they plan on killing you first. This is a fact. Already told you. They blown up the Georgia Guidestone. That was a fucking stage event. They didn't stop. They didn't tell you what was in the... I did a video. They didn't tell you what was in the time capsule, did they? Ain't nobody... I'm the only one I know
they
right now.
They couldn't find it, Bones. They couldn't find the time capsule.
Oh,
so we don't know what's
gone.
In it.
The time capsule gone now. I got to be the only one who got the tape because I put that on view. Time Council was talking a space thing. I said, what the hell? And it's gone now. See, that show you how Georgia is compromised. Very much so. I'm scared for Georgia. You know why? The CDC there.
But Georgia is...
I'm scared for Georgia.
American map. Georgia is called the Wahani.
It's
built on granite.
That's
and
great.
And it's on the 33rd parallel.
That's
this
great,
is why
too.
Georgia is the energy port.
Right, for evil right now, because any type of black group of people can wash themselves like we did everywhere else. Now, this supposed to be the reason why I'm getting on Georgia, because, see, according to the Masonic land geographical table, this is the Black Belt. Those of you know, I've been showing on what the Black Belt is. It runs through Mississippi, through this little corridor, through these little states, Tennessee, all the way to Georgia.
But what?
Now,
right,
the Black
Georgia historical quarter.
Go ahead.
It was founded by James Oglethorpe as a white supremacy state in 1732.
Right. Now, that we got that.
Now,
you're setting it up. Now, it's called eugenics. It's called eugenics, everybody. The thing about eugenics, and black folks, I have had little debates to see the psyche of you. Many women are supporting this abortion thing, not realizing that this was actually white eugenic supremacy. This is unbelievable that they even went to a black place first and to still be, do you know how much money goes to this group? And for black people to be saying that they are in Stacey Abrams in Georgia and we got Warnock and we got, what's his name, Warnock, witchcraft, backwards. We got all these people.
Warlock.
Yeah, warlock. Yeah, yeah, witchcraft. I said witchcraft back. Witch, warlock. Yeah, it witches. He know. And to say that this is not happening in these black belt states by these black people being appointed into the government now because of eugenics. Now, eugenics is powerful, y'all. I'm telling y'all straight up. Black folks believe in killing. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Anytime somebody can tell me you okay with the police gone and we now scared to leave the hood and that was a good policy, that's what a policy is. That was a good policy to y'all.
But see, this is why in Chicago you have an 11, 12, 13-year-old carjacking and rob people now because defund the police. You listen to George Soros, defund the police.
1-8-4-9-3-9. Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification.
Okay, what that was. Now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that?
I have no idea who did that, but that's all that wasn't me. All I'm doing, I heard that somebody realized it was them. Now, because of that, let's go to Chicago. Let's go. I'm gonna do all analysis all over the place because it's happening everywhere. Y'all have to say that black folks is shooting each other up at a very high rate. Even if we are going to complain about white people, statistically, we look pretty idiotic if we was to go to court to prove who the biggest killer of people. I know white people kill themselves too, but at the rate that y'all allow the intensity of white people ain't on the news. If a black look at this, what happened in New York. I'm gonna take New York because New York is a liberal state, liberal to the max. And Chicago, Illinois is liberal. Now these states are having high crime. Look at D.C. I'm gonna show you the hypocrisy of black folks.
Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo. Buffalo part of New York State. New York State. I'm talking about New York State, the whole state. D.C., the dude in Texas did all of them now. If all the mayors, governors now, DeSantis now, I'm going to show you what's going to happen to D.C. and Maryland. Y'all going to get it first. Y'all the richest niggas in America, Maryland. There are more millionaires than any group of black people. Negroes, if you want, because Hispanic people great make these words. Negroes, nigger, that came from Spain. It wasn't by white people. It was by the Morados, Moors that we came up with Negroes and Necros and all that. So don't lie yourself again, tell another lie. But yeah, they did it. So now we in Florida with a bunch of Negroes, and we getting our ass.
Necrophilias.
Yeah, necrophilias, that's still black folks. Black folks believe in necrophilia. That's why they're not there.
See in Chicago.
Yeah, necrophilia can't be told by white, but black folks' funeral homes are letting all the organs go. If y'all think the funeral homes don't know the organs ain't there, y'all got to be dumb as hell. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You going to tell me?
Hey, quickly, I know another way that people are dying here now, not just a shooting. Now you got all these teenagers running around here with no driver's license insurance. They running the stop signs, the stoplights,
right,
and killing people in these crashes.
Right, right. Now, y'all allow this. You can't blame nobody. No. Niggas, whatever you want to call yourself.
But what you got
you
is the biggest.
You are part of this. Hold on. I don't want to hear about history. I want to know why it happened because your state is a number one purveyor of this demonic possession of letting everything go with police. Now, our state has proven that, I'm just going by state so we can have fun here. Our state say, let's get them weapons. Now, y'all can play dumb if you want to let them say that weapons in your state should be taken. Because right now, y'all got a thing going on in New York State brought to me by people from New York State that they going to say that your concealed weapon license is now illegal. So you can't go out your neighborhood. Hold on, you gotta let this go. You could give all that you want, but you ain't got no stopping it because it's in your state. My state is doing what it do. Your state is not fighting that. Your state letting it be. They saying that y'all can't vote, and you know that's a lie. Y'all had the biggest turnout in the history of Georgia. How are you being suppressed? Give us that answer right there. I like to answer for this. How y'all suppressed in Georgia? If y'all had the biggest turnout ever, how does that sound to you? You're intelligent.
I mean, yeah, they got people together to come out and do what they did. But what I'm saying is that it's not the guns and that. We've been on this call almost an hour. Every 5 minutes, you got a person ODing on opioids.
Nobody cares about that.
Minutes in this
Rami,
it does.
You know why
because
they don't care about that?
It's
killing.
They cannot care about that because they just let everybody in. Black folks voted for the borders, open borders. Your state want open borders. You want to be a sanctuary city soon. So not you personally. Don't take it as you. Your domain. Your domain. I'm going to use the words y'all use. Your domain. Your domicile. You in Georgia. Georgia will let about to let all the criminals out. So what's going to happen when it says, you know, they're going to do the reverse. Pinal County, how about letting everybody out? How's that going to work with y'all?
Hey, Harold Washington College here in Chicago was named by the first black mayor we had, but then it's ran by a Mexican president, and now they're initiating a program to give all undocumented people college degrees.
There you go.
It's done.
Now, it's done. Now, this is happening. Hold on. This happened by the blacks who are Democrats. I'm going off today. You can't, unless you can propose to me.
You asked the question.
No, but you ain't answered the question. I said, why your state?
I'm going to answer it if you let me.
Go ahead. You got 5 minutes to answer
the question.
The question
is, anytime you don't respect your ethical self, you vulnerable and you a traitor and you will do whatever means necessary. And when you do that, we suffer ethical. And I'm getting ready to fight these black-ass niggas because they not going to leave me in bondage. That's what I'm saying to you all. And to blame all these other ethical culture groups, clean house. And when we clean house, they going to clean house.
Now, hold on, because you're talking good stuff. Because that's what the Warrior Queen story going to be about. Queen Azinga, cleaning house of the traitors that was in Africa, claiming to be Christian and all that shit. Islam. She fought Islam. Boom, boom, boom. Then she fought the Portuguese. Then we got other queens that was fighting Africa. Now here's how it works. Let's go really here. Y'all, facts matters. I love it. If these queen warriors are now not even being told or they being demonized based on what we've seen through history, obviously, scorched earth came from a woman. She said, tear the batch up and recycle. That's almost like New World Order shit. Tear up everything, reset. That don't seem like that came out of no white folks.
It won't be their control. It'll be in our control.
Now,
we gotta
there we go.
Put the control,
control now,
back in our hands and kill
now,
whoever ain't treating us right.
I got to ask you a question because, you know, y'all women powerful, but I got to ask you because y'all ruling everything. Kamala Harris could be the president any day now. This man got some type of amnesia. Now, if this is the case, y'all got a lot of power. Let's be honest. A lot of power. If the number one consensus is right now, most black women are more intimately wanting to kill babies right now than anything politically, supposedly what we see. They out there in the streets. It could be fake. But if women are hell-bent on killing babies and that this is their fundamental right, they feel that, but they were willing to take a vaccination through the Caesar decree. That was Caesar decree, not no. That was a God decree that you take this shot or else, which they still working on. So where do you reach our people, sister? If we was to get in power first, you being a woman, how would you reach these sisters and give it to us in 2 minutes?
I would get rid of all the traitors. I would know who they are, and I would get rid of them. And I tell the others, don't start no shit, it won't be none. And every Nubian woman should know that. If you trade against your ethical cultural group, you cannot be trusted. And quit merging with these other ethical cultural groups.
Now,
because
that
is not your ethical self. And black original women, let me just say this, women were saving lives. They wasn't taking lives. And over there, them communist countries, governments like China, they used to killing their own because they depopulated. We love our own because we are nature. Think about our originality versus what's going on now.
Hold on. You're making some points. I'm just going to deal with you because you always say, I'm going to get you because you say some good stuff. We were talking in the street like we doing now. We'll be having like a fun conversation. I love it. Now, let's take that. You said that, you know, these foreign women. Isn't that in their Bibles that their great king, Solomon, had all the fruits? All Yahweh told him was, don't have sex with no foreign women. You can have all the women of your tribe. Don't go outside of that. Wasn't that one of the promises? If I'm wrong, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Now,
that's right.
If that's the case, now you say so we make it one thing, so that means automatically in-house, national. So we really should be nationalist then. Would that be correct? Right? Because that's not like a nationalist philosophy.
Well, what was Dr. Creswell's in? What was she accused of?
Right.
A black nationalist.
Okay, so nationalist. Okay, no, I'm making that point so we can see the. I want you to see the coalition, how I want to think, because nationalism is what
dynamic.
A lot. The dynamics of, because the dynamics means that, you know, a traitor in most countries, including Haiti, and I noticed they use the Haitian sister now to be the press conference, which is very symbolic. You know,
but don't you have to have a nation?
Right, you have to have a nation. She got a nation. She has a nation. Haiti is a nation. It is actually so she can't go. She's a foreigner. She's like a, no, I'm saying, no, you did the right thing. She's like a foreign agent into this government, because based on the fact that most of Haiti is France, and believe in that, it shows that you, if you're in a specific family or clique, you are. Go ahead. You're looking at what?
I was looking at it. I was just, from the African perspective, because even though it's one continent and all those different languages, they still not on one accord, as you can see.
They're not on one accord. That's right. They're not on one accord. No, I'm not saying they want
to.
See,
that also deals with mindset, too. If people's mindset are divided, the people going to be divided. That's what we're dealing with now. North, west, south, east, west, civil war, you know.
Education. Now, let's go with their civil war. Their civil war was basically they didn't fight the U.S. U.S. was a mercenary group. They fought France. France could not fight, so what they do paid for America to do the bidding. And that's what's going on to this day. They still bartering over these territories that they put all their resources in. Like the brother said, these commodities, derivatives, these are all called futures. They made an economy off futures. What we can futurely get if we continue this program. And that's how this thing is still going on to this day. Now, the question I'm asking you about white supremacy and all this, because if the white supremacists like y'all, they learned to be nationalists. Would you not think that one? If we taught them so much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are they nationalists or are they globalists? Because that's what we're fighting now. We're
both,
global.
Both.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree with that, both, because both is created entities based on the fact that they want the ends with the, it's like for us, all of us in the same boat together, and we can be like we adversaries, but we're not really adversaries if we get our goals across to what we want. That's pretty much how I see.
No, we have
doing,
an deception.
It's deception. It is deception. Hold on, somebody make it. Hold on, let's talk. Somebody, you gotta realize. Watch the dishes. The thing with is, for me is, I told y'all the Bible story said you must send in spies. You're not taking over nothing without either true aggression, which you may not have at the moment. So what other way do you, what other way you get into a nation? You seduce that nation into letting you in.
COINTELPRO.
There you go. I mean, it's not that hard to see, y'all.
They drop off.
Go ahead, brother. Make a point.
Yeah, that term is called imperialism. It's a global imperialism, and global imperialism runs all areas of human activity: economic, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics.
There you go. There you go. Right there.
Sex and war.
That's it. There you
Actually,
go.
Neely Fuller.
Thank you. Him too. Give him that.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's real. Now, I'm going to keep telling y'all, every time y'all keep talking about what the white man do wicked, I don't even need a white man to say wicked. If I just look at my own self in the mirror, look at people in general that look like me,
right?
It's the same type of wicked.
Can I say something right?
Go right ahead.
The Bible told us don't take the mark of the beast. And don't be the mark of the beast. In other words, don't trade your own self. Don't be a traitor on your own self and be that mark of the beast, because we're going to slew you.
Right. And I'm going to tell you why I say that, because you make so much sense with that. The mark of the beast, you feel like, okay, I'm at war with something. Now, I don't care if you are, most people don't, like say, you a Democrat, Republican, independent. It's a strategy game, like she said. Yeah, we have no strategy. We just give like zombies to a something that give us nothing. And that's where you become the living host, which is vampirism.
Oh, wait. You sure told the truth to get free.
So that's what is happening. They sucking off your blood. And you and I have allowed it up until this point in time where a great reset is now in our ears. And y'all, and Brother Kwame been saying the great reset is the timetable of the Zodiac astrotheology of the stars. Georgia and all these other areas, the reason why y'all important is your geographical location. But if it's under certain power, it would be give them the power. That's like a chess game. Whoever is in power of the energy is the winner of the energy.
Grab on.
Go ahead.
Have a family go and look up this term family. Google this. Saint Germain Trust.
There you
the
go.
The Saint Germain Trust. Like a Germain.
Yeah,
M-A-I-N-E. Saint Germain Trust.
There you go. Now, I'm going to ask y'all something. Saint Germain is an actual biblically infused individual worshipped by a lot of high-level individuals. I would suggest you look that up for sure. Thanks for that, woman. That's deep there. Let's go somewhere with this because, again, I just want y'all to know politically, it's politics. You got to look at it as an organism. Not as it's an organization nation. It's organism. These organisms could decept you so good, make you believe in it just by deception. Now, the biggest deception today, everybody, is that white folks are telling you they are endangered, right? They are marginalized, and they are so unbelievable, they're attacking their own white people. Now, that's something they have no problem with, obviously. I got to play this for you because I look at conferences they have in the day, and I bring it to you. Free of charge. There was a conference just recently on eugenics. And I want you to hear these two nations that are like, you got to wonder, neo-Nazism and the United States, how can it not be together when y'all know that they came in through the Nazi program? They brought them all over here. So it's no reason to pretend any longer, because that's your danger right there, pretending that a group of dramatic, he just gave it a saint, kingdoms are here under the Holy Grail philosophy. This is why you got to hear this.
Hello, my name is Dr. Patricia Haber-Rice, and I'm the director of the Division of the Senior Historian at the Mandel Center for Advanced Holocaust Studies at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington.
I'm Lutz Kelber, Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Vermont.
Today, Dr. Kelber and I are going to look at eugenics, also called racial hygiene, in Nazi Germany and in the United States, two countries deeply invested in implementing eugenic public health policies to improve the genetic makeup of their populations. We're going to look at how the two countries guard from each other when it came to implementing some of these eugenic strategies, specifically antenatal strategies, compulsory sterilization, and anti-miscegenation laws, which kept invaluable members of society from reproducing. Before we begin, I want to point out that you're going to hear terms in this lecture today that are not appropriate to use in modern discourse. Today, words like moron, imbecile, and idiot are decidedly pejorative. In the early decades of the 20th century, however, these were actually medical terms. In those days, they represented a range of psychological classification associated with hereditary feeble-mindedness, something today we call an intellectual disability. The term described the degree of intellectual impairment, with idiocy signifying the highest degree of impairment and moronity the least. Although these terms were meant to classify, in the end, they became the means to isolate those with intellectual disabilities from the rest of society. We need to be aware that our language constantly changes over time, and that these terms, which once had scientific meaning, eventually acquired offensive connotations. So, what is eugenics? Eugenics, or the idea of good birth, was a scientific movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. At the core of the movement's belief system was the conviction that human heredity was fixed and immutable, that it's nature, not nurture, that makes you the human being that you are. The idea in a nutshell is this, that if you can breed a better dog or horse, as humankind has been doing for centuries, we can breed a better person and a better national body. Eugenics was an international movement, and in its heyday, right before the First World War, Great Britain, the United States, and Germany were leaders in the movement. Each might have had their own agenda, but most eugenicists everywhere had some ideas in common. First, they wanted to find who in their society is valuable, to pick out the good stock and encourage them to reproduce. Second, they wanted to find the bad stock, those who are seen as a burden on society, and discourage them from reproducing. And third, they want to keep the races from intermarrying. And we'll see the results of these efforts today. First, in compulsory sterilization laws, both the United States and Nazi Germany imposed in the first half of the 20th century.
Indiana enacted the world's first eugenic sterilization law in 1907. It targeted confirmed criminals, idiots, imbeciles, and rapists housed in state institutions. Policies such as eugenic sterilization or the establishment of state institutions to separate undesirable individuals from the public are examples of what sociologists call oppressive othering. Deviant characteristics such as being inferior or dangerous are ascribed onto others and oppressive measures employed against them. In a book published in 1922, the American eugenicist Harry Laughlin proposed a model sterilization law. He was the director of the Eugenic Records Office at the time. It was a research institute that gathered information on what were believed to be hereditary qualities in the population. Laughlin intended his model law to be a possible blueprint for a federal law. This never materialized. It did influence the creation of state eugenic sterilization laws. Laughlin's model sterilization law targeted a heterogeneous group of people, those with mental illnesses, developmental disabilities, and physical disabilities. It included even the homeless, the poor, and alcoholics. Actually, sterilized were two main groups, people with developmental or intellectual disabilities and people with psychiatric illnesses. When one compares Laughlin's model law to the Nazi sterilization law about a decade later, one finds an almost one-to-one correspondence between them in terms of the group.
Now, I played that just enough so y'all can get this marinade in your mind. The three, the same one, the J-Boys, the three, Britain, America, and Germany, were the three fixations of this new fixation. They were killing, they had to do their own people first before they went beyond the borders to bring it international. So that means they was willing to sterilize anybody in their own, and they used their population first. Now, let's bring that same scenario up to 2022 or 23. How they can bring this right back into fruition. They got the states now battling over the law now, just like it was then. You see, that wasn't under federal, it was under states. The states went right back to the states with this new abortion thing. They got you, they're doing the same techniques. So you can see nothing's new under the Helios. And so now they got people battling over this, and they're reversing that. They're going to let all the crazy, they call them morons. That's what we got, the morons. That'd be bad. They'd have got sued today. Look what they was calling people back then. They'd be sued today calling them that shit today. Now they can call them these morons and imbeciles and these no good. They have fun talking about them. It was all right. Set up program to have a experimental population already from the get-go. Already had experimental population, the people who got mental. So now what they're doing now is letting them out. See, y'all don't realize the repercussions of this. See, what they did in the 20s and 30s was all preparing for this.
It's called Dark Persuasion with Dark Money.
There you go. Somebody's going to talk. I got the lines open, too. I ain't took nobody out.
Hey, drive on.
Go ahead.
That's what I try to tell people, man. Nobody has been through more turmoil and abuse and trauma than the Aboriginal Black American and the Black Holocaust of America. And so when they be quick to give everybody your resources and give everybody your tangibles through government, like the brother said earlier, to globalists, it's about these globalists, you said it, dry bones, the neocons, and they want to keep all us confused so that we miss out on our sovereignty. But I tell people, when they tell me this, why you always want to look out for Black people first? I say, I don't mind working with other people. I trust a lot of people. It's a lot of people I don't trust. But what I try to tell them, when they try to shame you for being Black, you tell them, ain't nobody around here telling the Jews that they got to get along with the Germans.
Nobody.
So when y'all start
the so-called Black people is the face and the test dummy for everything. The so-called Black people in America is the test dummies for everything. It's the face of everything. We bring everything
That's
alive.
Why.
We bring all the curses alive, all the spells alive. We brought everything to life.
So now it's time for us to change.
It's time for us to change because we know that these are spells and that create curses. So what are we going to do about it now? It's time
I love what y'all are saying. Do we need what they call a igniter, which means sometimes I've looked up this word with the definition and I've seen this. Chaos is like a ignition for sometimes.
Yeah, we need a fire starter.
Yeah, so chaos comes in. Fire starts the shit. And then, so here's the thing, what I tell people, what you heard earlier. If you know chaos is coming, you do have a chance to prepare for chaos, just like we do for hurricanes. You get yourself prepared. You look at your surroundings and what's your best way of doing this. If you don't, because the man told you solar panels, generators, they got stuff to keep you on, because I will say this, because I played that eugenics thing, I want y'all to realize that these two countries have merged. Look what's going on. Britain has actually betrayed both of them they with Russia. Britain is with Russia, y'all.
Correct.
Y'all know it.
Correct. Correct. Hey, Drabo, they've been trying to give them all kinds of stipulations about the oil and the energy. They say, y'all got to stop doing business with Russia. Europe, y'all got to stop doing business with Russia. Man, they've been flipping the United States the finger, man. Everybody is against us, man.
Everything they try to do to take us out, it ain't working. So we got them. We got their ass, y'all. Do not fear. Stay cool. Chaos is another man treasure. So when they hit chaos, I'm doing good, bro.
Chaos is handled in the minds of the beholder. That's why I say, if his mind is prepared, I'll be the last to tell you, he shall prepare. That's why I'm telling y'all, if you shall make yourself be prepared, mentally, spiritually, whatever you got to do to be prepared with this, I'll just tell you that it's a time frame to everybody's sector. Everybody's sector, that's 10 of them, is susceptible.
And Bones and the Money Man, did y'all check out that Sound Money Wallet, man, that I sent out to everybody, man?
That was crazy. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, I got to check it out.
You said Sound Money Wallet? Sound?
Yeah, it's a Sound Money Wallet. Where you could turn your fiat cash into gold or silver. You can either have it when you convert, they'll either keep it on paper for you, or you can tell them you want your own gold and silver, and they will send it to your house, man. So I'm finna check it out, and I'll check it out.
Really?
Yeah, but
that cannot work without you.
That's like that's remember, if with everything there's a stipulation, y'all better make sure you read it, cause you remember that silver and gold are already out there for you. This is called a sound wallet, so it has tangibles and again, I just know he ain't making this up. You know why? Just seen the other day somebody say, well, why don't you get virtual real estate? I said, well, let me hear how this works. Virtual real estate talking about $1,000
But again, I didn't get deep yet. I will get more invested to see what it's talking about. But what is virtual real estate? So my thing is, these new things that are coming out are actually for metaverse. I don't know if they're trying to get us to believe this yet. I don't know.
Yep.
All I'm just saying, be aware.
Can I piggyback off of that real quick? Can I piggyback
right,
off of that, what you
go,
just
go,
said?
Go right
that's
here,
why
right
the
here.
AI and the digital currency, and that's what I was telling y'all, the derivatives is just money that's created with the click of a mouse. I mean, they done printed so much money now, and that's why I say I want to piggyback
well,
off of what you just said.
We played the clip. The clip said that the dude said Cavuto. That's what the guy just told y'all, if y'all didn't get it comprehended. The guy said Cavuto. Everybody you see, Thomas Paine, he said that's just part of the script. He said that the algorithm for the computer is already making a script. I mean, did y'all not hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
That's
okay.
Why Bitcoin,
oh,
that's why
on,
Bitcoin fell
on,
off.
People. Come on, man.
Bitcoin fell off because Bitcoin is attached to the U.S. dollar. You need something that is backed by gold. You need something that's backed by resources. That's why a lot of these nations
that's
like Africa
battle.
Who have abundant resources, that's why they're going to get ahead of the game now. So what
so
you do, you come in and you put your money into the mining companies because that's what a lot of these global companies, countries don't have the capacity or the equipment to dig the mining up. That's why Europe controls the Beers and Barclays and all those people like that up in New York.
That's
why they control the diamond industry.
That's a fact because the just so you know, he's validated. They have to have to build that underground tunnel that go under Miami Beach and go under a different thing. It's a French company got these diamond cutting borer machines. They big. They bore underneath the ocean, and they cost a lot of money. And they actually made it where the trucks go underneath the water here in South Beach right now. So that's a fact. Yeah, and again. That's why they got the patent, and that's with China. China got the leasing for the rare earth metals to create the tech world. That's why they got the microchip semiconductors under control. And let me say this, y'all. The dragon, who I call Nancy Pelosi, the dragon, she's going to Taiwan, which is land of the dragon, enter the dragon. We're about to get deep now. I told y'all. Y'all stay with me.
Don't forget the lasers.
Lasers. You make me remember. Go ahead. The lasers. Now, Enter the Dragon, Chinese got all this laser stuff, all this stuff going on. And y'all don't think they letting Asian... I mean, haven't y'all seen the movie Red Dawn enough times to see that? Wasn't that the same script where they let the borders open? And Red Dawn came through?
That's a good movie. That's a good-ass movie, boy. That is a good-ass movie, boy. Red Dawn.
I'm trying to figure out, man... I mean, that's why I say, I mean, we can't be that bright. If a movie could tell you years ago, the same script is like, I said, damn, ain't that the same script that they let the borders open? We don't know who coming over here. We got socialist countries that don't hate America. I mean, if they hate America, who they going to hate first? But your black asses. Because y'all the face of hate.
Drive on. But if you really pay attention to that movie, Red Dawn. Yeah, those were Russians invading, but a lot of them was Cuban. They were talking Spanish.
Okay.
That's
why
moving to Red Dawn.
That's why I said Red Dawn. You heard what I say. They come over here in groves from Central South America. I mean, I can't make it no plainer for you that the groups that are harvested by these cults, Russia has pure control over Cuba. Let's just be honest. I seen it with my own eyes. I don't need nobody to tell me about it. It's there, plain and clear. And the Canadians are there, plain and clear. And guess who else got a Chinatown? The Chinese. Everybody else
is there. They got us tripping by Russia collusion. They got us tripping by Russia and all this. And the subs is about 70 miles off of the Miami coast. They got Russian nuclear. They got a nuclear base. Down there, below Cuba.
A nuclear base.
They
found pyramids. We did shows where they found the pyramids underneath parts of Atlantis. The Bahamas was part of Atlantis. Okay. The reason why I'm doing this is because I told you the serpent. You heard the serpent. It said the serpent could change. he able to change and transform. That's what this was about. They're able to change and transform into different groups of cells. That's why they always call it a space, a group that's coming in as a cell unit, because they are part of a snake unit. This is why I told you Hitler, the rhinos, Mitch McCullough, the rhino group, all y'all call rhinos, and all neocons are part of the Democratic Party. That's how infused this is. That's why they're going to use the evangelical to use in a great crusade. And that will be Hitler's
dream. That's what's going on now, Drabone. Did you hear about Biden got sued for colluding with big tech and suppressing free speech on her laptop? Fauci getting sued, but you're not even hearing about it on your media, your mainstream
because
media.
I call it the lame media.
Hey,
the man said fake news. That's why I understand why people understand why they ain't like Trumpy. Trumpy say fake news, which most presidents would never say, which should have gave all you in the conspiracy world the clues that was necessary to say, wow, he said he blowing a trumpet on the shit. And so you're looking at him in a different way than the way it should be in the occult world. He is the trumpet blower, and that's the
Bones. And the difference that you gave between old Trump and McConnell and different, though, that was the difference between the Norman Rockwell, those Nazi Republicans that identified themselves as liberals.
Right.
And
right.
See, when you talk about the ism,
you've been saying the
ism.
You've been isn't them before, and the validation is real. These isms are organisms. The word ism is organism, and so they're like parasitical groups.
Which is an idea, when they talk about think tank and all that. Yeah.
Right. Hey, y'all ready for this? I have to play this before we get out of here, because I'm telling y'all this is not no joke. You know, the Hitler thing, he's the number one thing played on all history channels. I ain't making this up. Number one. You want to hear Hitler? Hitler, number one. Everything is based off Hitler. Wonder why.
When Ariel Sharon said, "I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress," it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say, bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop?
They
tell her with the truth?
No, no, no.
Are you ever gonna stop?
Would
you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live? I know you seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you paid all of your dues.
I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonized your marijuana and prescribed your speed. That's why I'm here with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I spit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet theory. All the spectacle caliber, no doubt about it, I'm sincerely giving away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. Poor on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind. Man, it's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
We got the new electronic voting machines in place. What the hell are you gonna do to us, huh? We got cops with machine guns and black ski masks. And you got your little national ID cards. Put a chip in you, imprison you in Xanadu. Unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race. Right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be
talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master and the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play they silly games, cause they game sick. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type. Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hell bent on bringing you their new world order with them. Hitler's dream come to pass.
I've been knowing him, Agenda 21, Brother Eddie, Agenda 21, all this Agenda 21. And the fact that y'all didn't pay any attention to those of us who are trumpeting with our voices, because our voice is like a trumpeter. That's why the tongue is mighty than the sword. So we trumpeteering. The more you're blowing the trumpets for all you Hebrew Israelites, you know, Trump was so powerful, knocked down the wall. What wall? The wall of ignorance. That's what the symbol of the wall is, ignorance. The Wailing Wall, where they go bow down, is for Wall Street. Yeah, I do like Merrill Street, though. But let's keep it going. We about to get deep. I got y'all on the line. Let me just say this. Brother Eddie, numbers, check them on Wednesday nights. Internet always throwing down some spice of love for us. Those of you on the line, we trying to do more programming. We might go into this new dimension of watching it through the video because they offer more high level quality. Even though sometimes you don't want to look on all the time on radio, but they got so many dimensions of talking and going out there. And this is the first time you can sell yourself by pouring hot sauce on yourself and screaming. They might give you a couple of chips to make yourself a car. Who knows? You can get a car sometimes just by doing stupid shit. The new working frontiers are here. The blueprint is here. I don't even know what to tell y'all. The blueprint is here, and it seems like no one cares. Now, I'm not that old yet. You know, I got people living in the hundreds, still doing good. You know, and that's a scary concept because now we got old people living, and then not living quality, though. How they living? Are they living quality? You know, some of you are taking on the burdens of relatives and friends and family members that just still living, but it ain't quality. So now, do eugenics people say, well, you know, they come to you saying, well, we'll take that person for $20. When you broke now, think about it. The economy break and death becomes this most provocateur. See, I could make a horror movie. I was scared to shut you, man. Death is a product. They come to the door and say, are you willing? It's like the Purge. Who are you willing to kill? But more, you know, to keep your finances going. Who would y'all give up? Y'all don't even think that type of shit might come to you. Oh, yes, it will. Who gonna go to Berserk to get that money for whatever it craves, vampire craves? See, y'all forgot. I told y'all. The serpent was sick. He had serpent power. I mean, she had cosmic power like a Marvel character. Ain't that interesting? But see, y'all never looked at the Justice League. See, the Justice League in the New World Order and Doctor Strange was really strange.
And I think by it being in New York, the land of New York, and in Georgia, that East Coast connection in Florida with Coral Castle. I've been to Coral Castle. Everybody know I've been to Coral Castle. I got pictures galore. It ain't unexplainable how he can take Coral Rock. Has y'all ever been around Coral Rock? It's hard as hell. And many of the Bahamian architectures did a lot of early houses here, if y'all didn't know that, because of their skill levels in Coral Rock. Nonetheless, does not stop them from loving Britain. They love them British. Oh, yeah. You know, they're like a good British ass. That's what they say. But here's why I say New York, York should be your key words. Why would they want to put that there, the land of all immigrants? Ain't that amazing, all immigrant portal? That's right there. And the Irish wrote the most magnificent of the so-called relationship between black and Irish, or indigenous and Irish, however you want to call it. But nonetheless, they created the New World Order right in New York State.
UN Agenda 2030, A Recipe for Global Socialism. Written by Alex Newman and published January 6, 2016 on thenewamerican.com. The United Nations and its mostly autocratic member regimes have big plans for your life, your children, your country, and your world. And those plans are not limited to the coercive climate agreement recently concluded in Paris. While the establishment media in the United States was hyping ISIS, football, and of course global warming, virtually every national government dictatorship on the planet met at the 70th Annual General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York to adopt a draconian 15-year master plan for the planet. Top globalists such as former NATO chief Javier Solana, a socialist, are celebrating the plan, which the summit unanimously approved, as the next great leap forward. Yes, the old campaign slogan of the Chinese Communist Party. The master plan is comprised of 17 post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals SDGs with 169 specific targets to be foisted on all of humanity, literally all of it, as the plan itself states explicitly. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind, reads the UN Manifesto, entitled Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. But if you love liberty, self-government, free markets, or the U.S. Constitution, you will almost certainly be wishing that the UN would leave you behind. Officially dubbed Agenda 2030, the UN plot, as its full title suggests, is aimed at transforming the world. The program is a follow-up to the last 15-year UN plan, the defunct Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. It also dovetails nicely with the deeply controversial UN Agenda 21, even including much of the same rhetoric and agenda. But the combined Agenda 2030 goals for achieving what is euphemistically called sustainable development represent previous UN plans on steroids, deeper, more radical, more draconian, and more expensive. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity, reads the preamble. All countries and all stakeholders, acting in collaborative partnership, will implement this plan. Ironically, the preamble even claims the UN goals will free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and heal the planet, or, as the planet is also referred to in the document, Mother Earth. Not so subtly purporting to usurp the role of God, the UN even claimed that the future of humanity and of our planet lies in our hands. Read the complete article at thenewamerican.com by following the link in description below.
Now, somebody turn yourself down if you're driving around in a motorcycle, whatever the hell you're driving in. Now, ask yourself this question. Here they just told you that they got the biggest socialist in the world to go along with a plan that they all was happy with. And you don't think it's happening right now? The plan was done right in New York. Right in New York. What's up with that? How that happened?
Hey, you right on the money, man. You right on the money, because the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and new UN are signing a doggone a treaty that they're going to be working together now. So they finna amp this shit up fast as they can. But don't fall for the lydemic, man. Don't fall for
it. I ain't trying to fall.
I'm just giving them the warning.
They can take the warning. But see, fair is hard to tell people not to fair when they ain't getting no food. They ain't signed up for the new vaccinations that's necessary to get food. See, this is the part they leaving out, everybody. They're leaving out the part where you're going to have to explain. See, they not telling you the whole story. The story is because we are allowing this to happen without us paying attention to politics, because they're eating off you. And because you're a tick, you let them just suck off you.
Somebody making a lot of noise. That's what
Dry Bones, I got the soldier on the phone right now. Let her talk when you get a chance. She on the phone.
Where's she at? Yes, you going to put her on. You going to put her on. I don't see no number. What
go
number
ahead
she got?
Talk, soldier.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Hello.
Talk. Go
hello?
Ahead. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Go.
I couldn't hear you. What was the topic?
Go. Oh, I don't know.
You
I
tell them
she...
about your event. Tell them about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so August 5th to the 7th, we're having a rally. Say Hell No Today Against Electronic Harassment Rally at 1420 Abbott Park in Detroit, Michigan. And the rally is going to be a three-day event. The first day is going to consist of us doing a protest across the street from the FBI building. And then the second day is going to be more of a Q&A. We got Senator candidate Brenda K. Sanders. We're going to have Cameron Stewart, formerly from the NSA, Dr. Maleficent from the NACP. Who else? Might even have Karen, Kathy Nettles. She's a psychologist that deals with the Arcata lawsuit and also can help people with recommendations for psychology and stuff like that. It's quite a few people going to be on there.
Now,
they talk about technology.
What's the date? I'm going to try to get you on again. I would love to get you on. When is the date? You can come get my information. I'll give you email me at drybone7@hotmail.com. That's drybone7. The number 7@hotmail.com, and I'll be glad to have you
dry
on prior. Yeah, dry bones. The dry bones, like the valley of the dry bones. The number 7. The number at hotmail.com. I will bring you back, and we will explain. Cause we got Kim Weston there. We got some heavy hitters in Detroit. We got Reverend Pickney and Benton Harbor. So please, maybe we can put something together and make it a good thing. So just send me that information. I'll bring you back on, and you give us more so we can tell people how to what we did. What's the date again, though, so we can have an idea? What's the date again?
August 5th to the 7th
August
in Detroit,
5th to
Michigan.
The 7th in Detroit, Michigan. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard that? You'll be on before. Let's try to get you on before that and so we can get more people involved for that area.
All right. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yes. I will talk to you then. Thank you, sister. Yeah, I'm going to say this because I'd like to hear that because We was early in the game. Bless Nick can tell you that. We had people on here that y'all was talking shit about and laughing at. Come to find out, they validated. That's all I feel good about. Hey.
Right on, brother. Right on, man. That's how these champs, man. That's how we going to take down these Bobby Lund coming down. Bobby
I'm
Lund
validated.
Fail, man.
London Bridge
is a fail. All this shit coming to an end, man. It's over,
they
man.
Told us
got
that.
Them.
They told,
got
they
them,
told
y'all.
Me. I couldn't believe. I said, are you sure that... I thought when they showed me, and I'm Lieutenant Dorothy, whoever Lieutenant Dorothy is, we know her to be out there. Dorothy was out there. Dorothy, a white woman, used to be out there. I met through Elvira and them, and she was in the military. She was the first to send me the documents. They was raping the women in the military. I was like, our sex trade was in the military. I said, holy shit. And that's why they had don't talk, don't tell. Y'all act like y'all forget this shit. That's why we have to know that y'all got to be psychotically, what they call y'all, when you forget, y'all got psychotic deliberate amnesia. It only works for when you want it to.
Call the dissidents, man. Call the dissidents. They
only want to, Brother West, you got to come to grips with. People want to forget when they want to forget. They don't forget your ass if you owe them some money. But they don't forget that. But they forget everything else that makes sense in life. And if it don't pertain to them, now I'm going to tell you what you're going to forget, that you ain't going to never forget, that we said, you will go hungry in America soon. You can play yourself if you want
to. I just gave the credence.
Some people going to go hungry because y'all pretending like y'all was okay with receiving from Caesar without no question. Because I told you earlier what they said. They're going to kill off the homeless. First, they're going to let y'all out. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do, y'all. I hate to tell you, but y'all gave me the... That's why I feed off what y'all give. They're going to use the new AI police. Because y'all going to make regular people... Y'all going to hate regular people. See, that's why they want to kill the Supreme Court justice. Because they're going to make y'all hate them. That's done on purpose. Make you hate real people. So when they bring out this new AI that they said that Google got, that's going to be, y'all said it to me. I just looked it up. Y'all said it to me. Don't get mad because they said that it's going to be compassionate, able to see through things, not able. I said, God damn. Now imagine y'all, you're going to have no recourse now. Because see, these with human entities, you got recourse. But not with no AI, you ain't. So, this is where y'all don't get the law no more. I can tell y'all lost yourselves in these old philosophies and you have not rejuvenated yourself like the snake, the serpent. See, if you still think the same all the time, not realizing in the art of war, ain't you supposed to think all the time? Ain't the book y'all
been right.
Shouting? How you going to have a war and you still worried about fighting and... with muskets and shit. These motherfuckers got AI. You gonna lose. It's just common sense. But this my man, where my man at? Where you say common sense ain't common? Where you at, buddy? Buddy, where you at? Come on here. I love when you come on and just say that. Common sense ain't common. He been saying that all his validation for me. Since I know him, it's over 30 years. He been saying, man, common sense ain't common. And you absolutely right, bro. How the hell you say you can still fight a war? Still fight a war when they can cut your house off because you put an electronic meter on there. You forgot you put that on there?
That's right. Silent weapons for quiet war. Y'all look it up.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Brother West. You see, you're the only one answering the questions because you read it. See, you think you go... Hold on, let me laugh a little bit. You think you go have your house totally monitored by... your so-called provider without them monitoring you in the house. Okay. You so damn stupid. I don't even know what to tell you. I don't put no camera in here, but where it need to be. You got weapons. You already... See, your camera now... See, I hate to say it to scare you because I couldn't make a movie out of this. That's what Jordan Peele need to make a real movie. Where the cameras kill you. Because you going to kill yourself. You see how many people getting shot? We got a rapper in Tampa. He thought he was bad. He going to tell people his location. They shot his ass up. That's how crazy y'all is. You so bad. I'm at fucking such and such. Fuck you, motherfuckers. He did tomorrow.
Hey, that's why most people not. They turning themselves in doing stupid shit, posting everything, man. Okay, so people turning their own self saying stupid shit and doing hey. The most important letters is silent and quiet, man. I mean, and listen.
Yeah.
Them the same letters we arranged, man. Kwame. Check it out, Kwame. Silent and listen, same letters.
You said the book. They got a war out that they don't need to kill you openly like the old time days. I think y'all still thinking of Vietnam, so because that's all y'all been remembering through television. It's other wars now. It's the real war is espionage. You know, I've seen every James Bond movie. I don't know how much dumber you can be to watch James Bond and can't figure this shit out. I mean, you had Grace Jones. You had everybody on there you need to have on there. You can't. James Bond now is black. I mean, how much more you need to know that the Bible story tells you from the very beginning of Genesis. Says Yahweh said, he didn't tell you about the wife he had, but Yahweh said, before you go in, we're going to send some spies out. I mean, you can't be no dumber. Not to know that God told these people to spy on you. Ain't that what y'all saying to me? Told y'all in Genesis. So obviously, y'all ain't reading with comprehension. That's the problem. It's reading without comprehension. Because how the hell God going to tell you to go out and survey a land, take it over, land of milk and honey? What they say? That's about to be some symbolism, land of milk and honey. Take it over. But watch out, we got to send some spies in first, take it over, then we're going to kill everybody off. And then we're going to take over everything. And y'all don't see that the book of what y'all appropriating now? Ain't that what you're appropriating right now? Ain't that what's going on right now? The way to come to America in a new way. See, I'm going to tell y'all, the purge is real. Biden went to Buffalo. After they killed, they sacrificed to Moloch. I can make a comic book right now with this shit. They sent him to talk at the same center the Purge movie was filmed at, which should have been a clue to all y'all in the real cult world. Like, wow. He goes next to the Purge movie, the church on East Delaware in Wyoming in Moselle, and tells a speech next to the Purge movie where they killed all the niggas in the church at? Where is Jordan Peele now? Motherfucker, give me a contract. I bet I'll scare the shit out of you. I'd be shitting in the seats without finishing what they have. But they ain't going to do that. Anyway, I'm just got the mics open because I'm laughing now at y'all. I'm doing what they say, doves cry. I learned what that means, serpent. Be wise as a serpent. I'm like, hell, that's a smart-ass move there. Because if you a dove, and when doves cry like Prince did, guess you don't end up flying. Mic's open for y'all. I got y'all in the mix. Jump in, fit in. Because all I can say is, this got to be a joke to most of us. Just look what we watching, dude. Think what we watching. A group who got the head of the January 6th Commission, his state of Mississippi, Glendora, Mississippi. Now they got, I'm